Your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads.
It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Hello and welcome in to Parkview Field in the Summit City of Fort Wayne, Indiana. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jexa. Hey, what's happening, Adam?
What's going on, my man?
It is time for game 3 of a 6-game series, the Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Tin Caps took the opener, and they won it fairly easily 7-1. Yesterday, though, was a roller coaster battle. Lugnuts led 2-0 and 5-3 and 7-4. But in the end, it all equaled out to another Tin Caps win.
Well, we know these Tin Caps have been pesky against Lansing this year, and the Lugnuts did everything right yesterday, just needed 6 more outs in the game. And unfortunately, that offense that has struggled for Fort Wayne against the rest of the Midwest League again found a way. So you come into a third game of this series after beating the top team in the Eastern Division in a series last week thinking, man, you thought yesterday was a must-win. Lansing's got to find a way to put together a winning performance tonight.
So that brings us to the man on the mound, because the last time that we saw Joey Estes, who was firing 5 scoreless innings against the Great Lakes Loons.
Yeah, he was a big part of why Lansing won that series against Great Lakes, and it was part of his core, his group, the starting rotation that had some great performances, and Estes, no different, only gave up those 4 hits, 6 strikeouts, only a few walks in 5 innings, and Lansing rolled against Great Lakes 10-1. So that's the type of starting pitching performance they need again tonight. Try and get off to what has been their recipe this year, last year, most years. Get the lead, play with the lead, and then hope your bullpen can hang on late and pick up that first win of this series.
The bad news is the man on the other side. If there has been a nemesis whom the Lugnuts have not been able to solve among starting pitchers in the Midwest League, it's the southpaw Robert Gasser.
It's not 5 scoreless innings. It's not 10 scoreless innings. It's not 15 scoreless innings. It's 17 straight scoreless innings pitched by Robert Gasser against the Lansing Lugnuts. They have struggled. We've noted it multiple times this year, Jesse, against left-handed starting pitchers. Lansing today just 6-19 in the 25 opportunities this year against lefty starters. Robert Gasser, 3 times and 3 victories for Fort Wayne. So they've got to find a way to get to him tonight.
There's only one left-handed batter in the starting lineup. Everybody else is going to be from the right side. I bet you can guess who that guy is from the left. It's Tyler Soderstrom. And we'll give you the entire starting nines when we return. This is Lugnuts pregame.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
It's a beautiful night for baseball in Game 3 of 6 this week in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler leading you up to first pitch in Game 84 this year. Lansing at 32-51, 7-10 in the second half, while Fort Wayne comes in 34-49 and an identical 7-10 second half record. Let's get you the starting lineups first for your visiting Lansing Lugnuts. Drew Swift leads off at second base. Aribio Angeles is batting second and playing shortstop. Jack Winkler hitting third and playing third. Tyler Soderstrom bats cleanup and is the first baseman tonight. Jared McDonald catching and batting fifth. Joshuan Wright swings sixth and plays right field. Kevin Richards is in center field, batting seventh. Alexander Campos, the DH, and hitting eighth. And Marcos Brito in left field to round out the order. Swift, Angeles, Winkler, Soderstrom, McDonald, Wright, Richards, Campos, Brito, all in support of the right-handed Joey Estes. Jesse, go ahead and give me your spotlight Lugnuts hitter.
It's Tyler Soderstrom, who is locked in at home plate. His batting average is higher than it's been all year long. It's .252. His OPS is above 800 for the first time this year. Yesterday, a walk, a single, a double, a home run. He was sizzling the ball all over the place, and I'm eager to see how he looks tonight.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty all right pick. Tyler Soderstrom batting cleanup tonight and playing first base. Jesse's spotlight hitter. Let's find out with Fort Wayne and what they go with tonight. The high A affiliate of the San Diego Padres coming in at 34-49. Max Ferguson leads off at shortstop. Robert Hassel, Bobby Barrels batting second and playing center field. Lucas Dunn is at third, batting third. Cole Cummings is cleanup hitting tonight and playing first base. Brandon Valenzuela, the DH, hitting fifth. Corey Rozier batting sixth and playing left field. Jared Dale swings seventh, playing second base. Matthew Acosta is in right field hitting eighth, and Anthony Villar is catching to round out the Fort Wayne order. Ferguson, Hassel the third, Dunn, Cummings, Valenzuela, Rozier, Dale, Acosta, Villar, and it's the tough lefty that they support, Robert Gasser. Jesse, your spotlight hitter for the Tin Caps.
It is MLB Pipeline's number one prospect in the San Diego Padres organization. It's Robert Hassel III, the number two hitter. And Adam, there is a feeling that this might be the last game that he plays as a member of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Tomorrow, he's going to fly out to Los Angeles. He and the Lugnuts' Denzel Clark are going to participate in the All-Star Futures game. And there is this thought that the Padres are not going to send him back here, that after the Futures game, they're going to promote him right up to Double-A. They don't know for sure, but this might be his encore performance.
Tell you what, that's good for Robert and good for the Lugnuts, if that is the case. But, yeah, you go with the number two prospect in the A's organization as the spotlight hitter in Tyler Soderstrom. Why not go with the number one prospect for the Padres and Robert Hassel III? I like those picks.
There are these expectations that are placed on paper, right? The feeling that these players have these tools or they've impressed scouts. It's another thing to actually do it day after day after day. Soderstrom got off to a tough start this year. Hassel III has taken his share of criticism. We are seeing them do it, though. Both players have been tremendously productive.
Yes, they have, and Lansing is hoping that they can be productive tonight. How about this? Game number 15 against Fort Wayne. Lansing is just 3-11. That's right. They've lost 5 of 6 to Fort Wayne in the first two series of the season. So Lansing's got to get rolling here. And 4 of 6 and 5 of 6, rather. They've got to find a way to get some victories, especially after taking the series against first place Great Lakes. Really need a victory tonight. And Parkview Field is filled with fans once again. As Fort Wayne takes the field, they're going to go with those alternate green look uniforms tonight with the white pants and the green caps. a color rush night. Lansing wearing the road blacks, the gray pants, and the gray caps with the black bills as they are out for the national anthem.
Third game of the series, third different jersey.
We love the colors. Let's send it down to the field as we've got tonight's national anthem. We're just about ready for baseball between the Tin Caps and the Lugnuts on another gorgeous evening of baseball here in the summer of 2022. Thursday, July 14th, 2022. Your Lansing Lugnuts coming in at 32-51, 7-10 in the second half against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, 34-49, also 7-10. The sign of tonight's game and this week's series down in Summit City, that is Fort Wayne, Indiana, and the beautiful Parkview Field. Speaking of beautiful, let's send it to the voice of the great Lansing Lugnuts for the call of the game. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
You know, Adam Jackson, it takes one to know one. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps line up defensively as follows. Corey Rozier's in left. Robert Hassel III, maybe, in his final game with the Tin Caps patrol center. And in right field, it's Matthew Acosta. Around the infield, Cole Cummings plays first base. At second base, Jared Dale. The shortstop is Max Ferguson, and at third base, Lucas Dunn. The catcher is Anthony Villar out of the U. And the man on the mound, the starting pitcher, the left-hander at 6'1", 185 pounds, it's Robert Gasser out of El Dorado Hills, California, drafted in the second round compensatory last year from the University of Houston. Adam, I'm going to turn to you. How do the Lugnuts not just solve him, how do they score off of him?
I think they just have to have really good at-bats. It's cliche to say, but don't help him out. Don't give him pitches out of the zone, and don't let him fool you. You've seen his stuff, fastball, slider, changeup. His stuff has been good against him, but you've had the tape. You've had the opportunity to face this guy multiple times. Find a way, and you got to come through tonight. So it starts with good plate appearances and swinging at pitches in the zone. They've got to do that tonight.
Drew Swift is going to start things off against the Southpaw. Swift, Angeles, and Winkler. Our home plate umpire is Nathan Diedrich. The bases umpire is Ken Jackson. It is 81 degrees right now in Fort Wayne, Indiana. 7:06 p.m. Gasser steps back, lifts the leg, and throws. On the first offering, misses outside. We're underway at 7:06. We are 1 minute late. That's quite all right. So Drew Swift comes in hitting 267 through 51 games. He swings and flies one out to right field. Acosta battles the sun, rushes in to his left. He makes a one-handed catch, two pitches and one out. Next up, it's Aribiel Angeles. The Lugnuts have scored each of the first runs of the game in each of the first two games of this series. That's perhaps the best way of putting it. Right-handed batter and a former Tin Cap. Gasser to A. Rebiel Angeles. High for ball one. The radar gun here is utilizing the TrackMan reading, and so we can confidently say that fastball is 94. Angeles yesterday, one hit, a laser of a single into left. The pitch. It grounds to shortstop here. Easy bounce for Ferguson. Swings it across. And Cummings reaches down to receive. Out number two. So for each of these first two batters, Adam, ball one and then the out recorded.
Yeah, and so far it looks just as effortless as it has before for Robert Gasser. But again, here comes type of the meat of the order, and maybe Jack Winkler can get something going here.
Here is Winkler. Another right-handed batter. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Southpaw has a sign. Kicks, offers. Down and in. Ball one. I'm going to put forth to you, I do not think that Winkler is going to swing on this pitch. If he does, and the Tin Caps turn it into an out, it would be a six-pitch inning. He does swing, and he fouls it back to the screen. And so we'll see at least seven pitches in this first inning. One ball and one strike is the count. How about that? Winkler comes in hitting 258. He's been great recently. A 1-1. He swings and cues it foul, rolling up the right side. He was way out in front, and it heads to the first base coach and assistant hitting coach Craig Conklin. Craig examines the screen and then lobs it with the left hand right over the top, where a fan makes a nice barehanded catch.
Some would have said that Robert Gasser's one ball, one strike, three straight out, half inning is better than an immaculate half inning.
Who would say that? There's a ground ball pulled foul to the left side.
Some being probably not many or anybody.
You know who would say that is a pitching coach who might say, it's fewer pitches.
That's right.
We need you efficient, Robert. Gasser deals a 1-2. Winkler takes it high. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Winkler against Gasser, 0 for 5 this year with a strikeout. Red batting gloves, offsetting the black jersey, gray pants, black helmet. 2-2 pitch. He swings and lines it out to left field. Rozier to his left. He's there. Reaches up in the alleyway to make the catch. And the side retired. The Lugnuts go down in order in the top of the first inning. To the home half now. Joey Estes is going to take the ball. Lugnuts nothing. Fort Wayne coming up.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
That's right. It's not just me. It's Adam, too. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. To the bottom of the first inning. Lugnuts with Brito in left, Richards in center, right and right. Winkler's at third, Anales at shortstop, Swift at second, Soderstrom at first, McDonald the catcher. For the right-hander, Joey Estes. Lugnuts didn't score in the top half. Tin Caps Ferguson, Hassel the third, Dunn coming up in the bottom half. First pitch, Joey Estes misses inside. To the lefty, Max Ferguson. Here's Adam with more on Joey.
A 6'2", 190-pound 20-year-old coming over in the trade earlier in the season.
The pitch to Ferguson. Low, ball two.
And that was in the exchange for Matt Olson back in mid-March. Joey has his fastball, slider, and a change. And as Jesse mentioned, given up just one run in his last 10 innings.
Upright stance from the left side. Ferguson takes a ball off the outside corner. And far be it for me to say it, but Max Ferguson this year has 70 walks. And in 14 games with Fort Wayne, he's hitting 157. He takes a called strike on the inside corner. He's the sort of batter who he doesn't crumple his stance. He doesn't do anything to seemingly make it more difficult. He just draws tons and tons of walks. There's a 3-1 from the righty Estes. Hits it up into the air in a right center field. Routine for Josh Wainwright. Over to make the catch. And Richards there, too. They went overlapping, but Wright nabs it. And Ferguson flies out for out number one. That was potentially dangerous. Kevin Richards, the bigger man, avoiding Josh Wainwright as Wright caught it.
Yeah, that was. That got dicey out there between those two in the sun and hung up for a while. Was basically right in between right and center field. Good job by Wright to collect it.
Now Robert Hassel III takes a called strike on the outside corner at the knees. He comes into play today, hitting 309 through 65 games, 9 homers. Left-handed batter swings away at the slider and fouls it off to the left. Nothing in two. Estes, 3 straight balls to Ferguson. And then 2 strikes. The second one flied out. Now 2 straight strikes to start up Hassel III. No score, 1 out. Bottom of the first. Here's Estes' pitch. Slider inside, ball 1. And if Hassel III gets 19 stolen bases this year. Great speed and great power. First rounder a couple of years ago by San Diego. 1-2. Fastball runs away. Ball 2. Robert Hassel III currently leads the Midwest League with his 309 batting average. On his way to the Futures game next. 2-2 pitch. He grounds it on the right side and right through a base hit in the right center. Center fielder Richards there. There's Wright to cut in front of him and get it in. That's a second near collision between the center fielder and right fielder. That's a 1-out single for Robert Hassel III, improving his league-leading batting average.
Yeah, he just always gets on base. Never an easy out, and a well-deserved honor for him to get an invite to the Futures game. Going to be really cool to see him and Denzel Clark representing the Midwest League up there on Saturday.
Absolutely. Well, here's a called strike to the number 3 hitter, Lucas Dunn. Speaking of the Midwest League, how about Diego Cartaya from Great Lakes
That's
is going to be there?
Yeah. Great representation this year for the Midwest League.
Lucas Dunn, batting 229 through 38 games. Righty to righty, no score. Hassel a threat to run. Long hold, the pitch. Fouled away to the right side. Strike 2.
I don't think we were quite treated with how good Diego is. He didn't quite have the offensive series in Lansing, but really good job by the pitching staff to kind of button him up last week.
And they struck him out a ton, too. The pitch, fastball is high. Adam, I'm intrigued by this matchup of Estes on the mound and Robert Hassel III as the runner. Hassel III, 19 for 21 in stealing bases, but nobody runs on Estes. One on, one out, 1-2, runs inside. Count is evened up, 2 balls and 2 strikes. At last check for Joey, I believe that the opposition has tried him 4 times and has been caught 3 times. Nods yes to a sign, deals, high, ball 3. Well, it's full. On deck, the first baseman, Cole Cummings. Estes nods at a sign. Payoff pitch from the 20-year-old. Hassel runs. The pitch is popped up down the right side. Josh Wainwright to his left down the line. And he's out of room. That ball's off the screen. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Send Hassel back to first base. As the shortstop Anales and the second baseman Swift are talking about that last foul ball. Adam, honestly, I think it's a shame anytime a Rebiel Anales has to play his position with nobody around. He carries on a conversation the entire game.
I don't want those Fort Wayne hitters to get around over to second base, but when they do, Angeles there to greet them always.
Three homers this year for Dunn. Payoff, Hassel doesn't run as it's fouled away to the right. And Lucas Dunn has struck out 42 times in 38 games. And Joey Estes is a strikeout pitcher. Seventh pitch of this at-bat coming here. No score in the first inning. Lissette. And a throw over first, but Hassel dives back in. He briefly hesitated as that throw came back, but he was not all that far away from the bag as Soderstrom took it in and applied the tag. So no worries in the end. Estes from the first base out of the rubber. Delivers. Again a fly ball, again down the right side, and again it's heading foul. And out of play. Second baseman Swift, right fielder Wright, checked in a little bit closer, but no chance. Three balls and two strikes. Partly cloudy skies above, and we've got a gigantic cumulus cloud that is right now directly over center field. And Kevin Richards, we wait for Swift to come back to his position. Lissette at the belt. A 3-2 pitch, Hassel moving. High for ball four. So after the leadoff flyout, a single and a walk against Estes. And there are two tin caps on, one out for Cole Cummings, and a scoreless game.
That's just a good at-bat right there by Lucas Dunn. Foul pitch after pitch off and doesn't swing it. The pitch out of the zone, and Fort Wayne grinding out at-bats. Their offense has been tough against the Nuts pitching, but big opportunity. Estes got to find a way out of this first unscathed.
Cummings from the left side. Right-hander sets. Throws. Inside corner. Strike one called, says Nathan Diedrich. We mentioned how Robert Gasser, the Fort Wayne starter, has faced the Lugnuts three times this year at a 17 combined scoreless innings entering play today. Estes is also making his, for him it's his third start. Ground ball foul up the right side. Strike two. Estes way back on April the 20th faced the Tin Caps, his second appearance of the year. And in 4 2/3 innings, he allowed 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, gave up 2 homers. Struck out 5, but he suffered the loss. Lugnuts fell 9-7. And then on June the 17th, 3 innings, 3 runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, 1 more homer. Took the loss again. Here's round 3. An 0-2 pitch to Cole Cummings. On its way. Swing and a miss. He got him with the high cheddar. First strikeout for Estes. Two down now in the bottom of the first. And bring up Brandon Valenzuela. Shadows have stretched out beyond the home plate circle, three quarters of the way to the pitcher's mound. The pitch, called a strike in the outside corner. Adam, I went back to check which Fort Wayne Tin Caps homered against Joey Estes this year. Remember Joshua Mears?
Yeah.
Yeah. No score. 2-1, 2-out. Strike one offering. Lifted, fouled on the left side. Nothing in 2-1 Valenzuela. Well, on June 17th, it was Robert Hassel III who got him his very first at-bat. But when you go back to April, it was Joshua Mears who hit 2 2-run homers. Hassel the third here, singled. Lucas Dunn walked. They're at second and first, 2 outs. And this is a 2-strike pitch. Grounded foul to the right. Estes went slider. I'll give Joey this. After falling behind the leadoff hitting Max Ferguson, he fell behind Ferguson 3-0, and he got him. He's gone strike one, strike two, and Hassel the third, Dunn, Cummings, now Valenzuela. 0-2, slider, grounded, foul right side. Valenzuela this year has an inside-the-park home run against the Lugnuts. He has 6 home runs overall. He's batting, though, just .213, 33 knocked in. I think that they were expecting more from him. Padres' number 17 prospect. The pitch. Check swing foul out of the screen on the left side. We stay right here. No balls, 2 strikes. And because Joey Estes is having to use so many pitches, there is activity in the Lugnuts pen. It's Daniel Martinez, the right-hander, warming. Pitch number 27. On its way. Ground ball foul, right side. Adam, I give credit to these Fort Wayne batters. What have we seen here? Just on paper, it's been fly out, single, walk, strikeout, 0-2 count Valenzuela. And yet Joey Estes has nearly thrown 30 pitches. There's a fly ball poked out into shallow center field. That ball's caught by the onrushing Brito from left, and the inning is over. So just a walk, just a single, two runners left on, no score. Joey Estes did break a sweat because of it, but as we go to the second inning, 0-0, Lugnuts and Tin Caps.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Off to the second inning. From Fort Wayne, Indiana, no score, Lugnuts and Tin Caps, and Tyler Soderstrom is going to get the second inning going, followed by Jared McDonald, and then Joshuan Wright. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Just a second, though, we've got a delay, and let's see what's happening here. Home plate umpire Nathan Diedrich is speaking to a heated Tin Caps manager, Brian Esposito. There's something that they are examining, and it might be Robert Gasser, the starting pitcher for Fort Wayne, might be his glove. And they're taking that glove away, and a new glove is delivered to him. Jackson Wolf, his fellow starting pitcher. And so a now fully black glove is out there. I think earlier this season, I believe, Adam, it was the Nathan Diedrich and Ken Jackson crew who told the Lugnuts, Diego Granado, the reliever, that he could not use his glove. They felt that there was too much gray. It was interfering with the Lugnuts' gray jersey. There's a green jersey being worn by Fort Wayne. That glove didn't look green, but something was wrong with it, so glove exchange.
They're getting awful picky these days, aren't they, huh?
You know, what the world needs now is glove. Sweet glove.
Sweet, colorful glove,
it's
man.
It's the only thing that there's just too little of. New glove in his hand, Tyler Soderstrom, first pitch. Breaking ball curves outside. Maybe that was the secret, huh? 18 consecutive scoreless innings, Gasser against the Lugnuts. But how about with this glove? A ball one offering. Soderstrom fouls it straight back.
Enough with the glove. The world needs more bat, more soda pop.
Yeah.
That's what they really need.
Got it yesterday. Single, double, homer, plus a walk. They pitched around him at the end of the game. Here's the pitch. Fouled off the left side. He's going curve, curve, curve. Hello to Craig Moreland checking in. And checking in, I believe, from Germany. Thank you very much for keeping us company here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, for some Lugnuts Midwest League action. No score, top of the second. Nobody on, nobody out. 1-2 pitch. Soderstrom takes a called strike three. Gasser sets him down with the off speed.
How do you say hello in German? You know that one?
I should.
I don't. Maybe he'll tweet in and tell us. Otherwise, we would give him the right greeting.
Jared McDonald's the batter, hitting right. Here's the pitch. Down and in, ball one. I typed it for Google Translate, and Adam, what popped up is hello.
Hello, with an A?
Although we could also say guten tag.
That's true.
One out, nobody on. The pitch to the Lugnuts catcher. McDonald fouls it away to the right side. One ball, one strike. Jared McDonald started the first game of the series. Did not play yesterday. In game one on Tuesday night, singled and doubled in four at-bats. Gasser offers. Fouled off at home plate, strike two. Everything that Gasser does, it's seemingly effortless. And yet, it has been so effective this year against the Lugnuts. Not against everybody. His record is 4-8 this year. ERA just sub 4, 3.76 coming in. He's allowed six homers. He deals. McDonald goes down swinging on a fastball up. And that's back-to-back strikeouts. Two outs in the second inning. It's a little bit, to me, similar, Adam, to Jeff Criswell's motion earlier this year, where the windup is just so slow and deliberate. The pitch to Josh Wainwright. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Strike one.
And that breaking ball right there, no fun.
Nope.
And it's coming in on your hands and then just drops right off the table.
Wright entering in on a 13-game on-base streak. Takes a ball low. By the way, Robert Gasser now 106 strikeouts. No score in the game. Josh won yesterday 2-for-5 with a single and a double. The pitch, he grounds it foul, pulled down the left side. He's in a one ball, two strike hole. Adam Craig has checked in. Guten Abend in Fort Wayne. Guten Morgen, because it's Friday morning in Germany.
There we go. I knew he'd come through for us.
Guten Morgen, Craig. Here's the pitch. Wright fouls it away to the right side. My eyes, when it comes to Europe, have been on the Euro Women's Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting matchups. Two outs, nobody on. 1-2 from Gasser. Wright takes it high. Josh Wainwright on this hot streak, hitting .391 over the course of his last 13 games. He has raised his batting average up to .252. He has earned this 2-2 pitch. A foul tips it into, then out of the mid of Villar and back to the backstop. He stays up there at two balls and two strikes.
Hang on. Have you latched on to a team over there? Who are you rooting for with no United States?
Oh, no. I say to myself, oh, look, here's the game. This is exciting. Let's see who wins. The pitch, fouled away to the right side. It's just great. I'll go, oh, it's Iceland, Italy. This looks exciting. Oh, look, it's Portugal, or it's Netherlands, or it's the Lionesses of England. You know, Sweden is so dominant. I don't really have a rooting interest. I just want to see golazos, if you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Gasser deals. Fouled away again, back and over the screen.
Women had a nice late win against Mexico the other day.
Big time. CONCACAF qualifying.
Yep.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, no score. Wright batting sixth in the order. Kevin Richards on deck. Break even. Inside. What a plate appearance this is for Josh Wainwright.
Fantastic. Just kind of shows you how good he's been at the plate of late. Fouling pitches off. Staying off the pitches out of the zone.
The native of Panama, only 21, waits. Payoff. Fouled off the screen.
This is what Fort Wayne was doing to Joey Estes in that first inning, Jesse.
It's exactly right. causes a pitcher's nerve to fray a little bit. And here's the question. Does Robert Gasser make a mistake? Again, a 3-2. Wright grounds it hard to shortstop, and it's juggled by Ferguson. Wright reaches. I mean, Max Ferguson was there to his left. He could not collect it cleanly. I suspect an error on Ferguson. And there it is up there on the big video board. That is his second error committed with Fort Wayne. And Josh Wainwright is on as the Lugnuts' first base runner.
Oh, it wasn't Robert Gasser that made the mistake. It was Max Ferguson. Pretty routine ball over to shortstop. Couple of shuffles to his left and just didn't look it in.
Now the powerful Kevin Richards swings and misses. Led on the first pitch fastball. Strike one. 0-0. Top of the second. Richards just back off the COVID IL. Lefty deals to righty. Inside, ball one. Richards is hitting 146 through his first 13 games with the Lugnuts. 6-41, but when he connects, two doubles, one homer. The deal, inside again, ball two. Adam, when you look at this Lugnuts lineup, there's Josh Wainwright batting sixth, and now it goes Richard seventh, Campos eighth, Brito ninth. All of those players call-ups from Stockton. Our 2-1 hitters pitch. Gasser offers. Hit up into the air out to center. Hassel the third goes back. He's got room, though. Backpedaling in front of the track to make the catch. And the side is retired. Just the error, nothing more. No runs, no hits, no walks. One left. One and a half complete. Gasser had to work for it, though. As we go to the bottom of the second inning, no score from Fort Wayne.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, group sales account executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The bottom of the second inning will begin with Fort Wayne 6-7-8 batters, Rozier followed by Dale and Acosta. No score. Lugnuts and tin caps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Righty Joey Estes for the Lugnuts deals to the left-handed hitting Corey Rozier. Fouled away, off of the screen behind home plate, strike one. Rozier, as a number six batter in the order, is very dangerous. He has leadoff hitter qualities. Patience and great speed, plus some power. The pitch, swing and a miss, led on the fastball. No balls and two strikes. Rozier comes in hitting 244. However, listen to these extra base hits. Five doubles, seven triples, five homers. Two-strike offering, outside from Estes, ball one. Oh, and by the way, Rozier leads Fort Wayne with 26 steals. He's been effective. He homered in yesterday's game. Estes throws. Poked down the left side. Foul. Off into the seats. And I think that ball got caught in the railing. It took a great ricochet. There's a green railing that is in front of one of the tiered picnic table pavilion areas, and the ball stuck right there in the railing. Estes is 1-2. Fouled right back into the netting. Stay right here. Rozier is out of Waldorf, Maryland. He was acquired via trade from the Seattle Mariners last year. That connects him to one of the Lugnuts, the DH today, Alexander Campos. Estes kicks and throws, fouled straight back. The Oakland Athletics acquired Campos via trade with the Mariners, albeit that was back 5 years ago. Rozier leading off the bottom of the second inning. Joey Estes' pitch count is elevated. The pitch, that's lifted to center field. Kevin Richards in to his right with the catch. He was stretching his right arm out as if trying to ward away the left fielder Marcos Brito from bothering him. There's one out. That was a 7-pitch plate appearance.
All of these plate appearances, it feels like, for Fort Wayne, if they're not getting on base, which we saw a walk and a base hit in that first inning, some lengthy at-bats. Valenzuela, Rozier, Dunn, Hassel III, all with extended bats.
Estes feeds one in, called a strike to Jared Dale. Good off speed. Now 36 pitches. Now you can make it 37 with that strike one. And it's one out into the second inning. Estes finds the outside corner, strike two called. He's not falling behind, Adam. He's feeding the zone. Now let's see what happens here against Dale, the native of Melbourne, Australia. Righty-righty. One out, nobody on, no score. The pitch. Fastball popped foul, back and out of play. Tried to elevate with the cheese, and somehow Dale was quick enough to get a piece of it.
Well, that's what I like about Estes, Jesse. You mentioned it. He's going right after these hitters, getting ahead outside of a couple batters in that first inning. He's found the early strike groove.
0-2. Fouled away off of the screen. High fastball. Catcher Jared McDonald and pitcher Joey Estes now have to figure out a different plan. It's 0-2. He flaps his orange glove. He kicks. He throws. And the off-speed is down and in. Ball one. Estes is the youngest pitcher on this Lugnuts squad. And the youngest by a couple of years. 1-2 pitch. A slider called strike three. It was right across the outside corner. And Dale is down watching. Second strikeout for Estes.
You think he learned that one from his teammate, Blake Beers, going with the elevated strike slider. That's a beautiful pitch from Estes. Pumping in the fastballs and then comes up top with a slider called for strike three. Well done.
Matthew Acosta comes in next, left-handed batter, starting in right field. He swings and misses. Strike one.
No, but seriously, he's the youngest pitcher on the roster. You think he learned that from Blake Beers?
He might have. Blake Beers, the 23-year-old graybeard. And 0-1. Fouled off to the left side. It's no balls to two strikes on another Tin Caps batter. This is something else.
That's great to see. Just coming right after him, pumping that zone.
No score, bottom of the second, two outs, nobody on. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He gets Acosta on three pitches, and he puts him away with the high fastball. So two straight strikeouts and a perfect second, three strikeouts and two scoreless innings for Estes. That sends us to the third inning, where Adam Jackson will have the call. Scoreless from Parkview Field.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there from Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana, where it's nothing to nothing between your Lugnuts and the Tin Caps. Welcome back, Alexander Campos. First pitch, that's outside, ball one. It's tour of duty number two for Mr. Campos this year. A shortened stint the first time around, just six games with the Nuts, but he's back from Stockton. The pitch popped up, foul, first base side, giving chase is Cummings, and that ball out of play. One ball, one strike. Campos came up from the Arizona Complex League back in early June on the 2nd, and then was transferred back to the Complex League in June 12th, and then just yesterday received from Stockton. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls and a strike. So Campos bats for the Nuts here in a nothing-to-nothing score against Robert Gasser. The pitch, that's fouled back up over the netting, and it's two balls, two strikes. Campos the DH tonight, batting in the eighth spot. Marcos Brito and Drew Swift will foul in this half inning. Game number 7 and at-bat number 19 for Campos was batting 278. That pitch shot foul, first base side. In those six games with the Nuts, five hits, three driven in, four walks, five strikeouts. Trying to get something going against Gasser, who's now gone 19 straight innings of scoreless ball against the Nuts over four starts this year. The pitch, hard hit, fair, past the diving lunge of Dunn, third base side, into left field. Corey Rozier over to scoop it up quickly, though, and it's a hard hit, line drive, corner-finding single for Alexander Campos, and the Lugnuts have their leadoff man on.
He just waited beautifully on a breaking ball. Robert Gasser has a large arcing curve, similar to, let's say, a Hogan Harris. And so it's all about the batter staying back on it. He stayed back, and then he ripped it.
Yeah, how do you know he ripped it? He's only at first base because of how hard he hit it. Sometimes it can doom you, and it does there for Campos. The pitch, and that's fouled off on the bunt attempt from Marcos Brito into the mitt of Anthony Villar, strike one. No score in Fort Wayne, Indiana between the Tin Caps and the Lugnuts. Lansing in those great away blacks tonight. Gray pants, black socks pulled up for Marcos Brito. Throw over to first. Campos slides that right arm back into the pillow. Sun still shining on most parts of the diamond. The one spot it's not, around the batter's circle there at home plate. So from sun to shade for this next pitch from Robert Gasser. Here it is. Popped up. Right field side, foul territory. Acosta coming over towards the line, runs out of room as he gets pretty skinny up there towards the deeper parts of the outfield. No balls, two strikes on the right-hander. Marcos Brito, the switch hitter, switch hitting from the right side here. Brito in just his fifth game with the Nuts, batting 250 so far with Lansing. He's collected three hits this year. Gasser's pitch. Inside. One ball, two strikes on Brito.
That's a tough take.
Really well done by Brito. Hugging the right side of the plate. He's got that gold elbow pad that sticks out on the elbow. Front left arm. Waves the bat behind him. The pitch. Lifted out to left center field. Running to his left is Rozier. Still going over. Makes the catch. Three quarters of the way to second. Campos turns around, hustles back to first. He's there to beat the throwback, but there's the first out of the third inning. Some good contact, though, on these two balls put in play by Campos and now Brito.
Specifically Brito. Adam, last year he was overmatched at home plate in the games that we saw him play for the Lugnuts. This year he's a different hitter. He's making things tough on the pitchers. And if that ball doesn't stay up in the air so long, there's a chance for there to be some havoc on the bases.
The first pitch to Drew Swift is in there, strike one, with the breaking ball. This could be an even 20 innings of scoreless baseball combined this year, thrown by Gasser against the Nuts. He had 17 coming in his three starts this year against Lansing. The pitch, that's inside. One ball, one strike. He sits at 2 2/3 in tonight's game. They have just not been able to figure him out.
Second baseman's cheating up the middle. Adam, you know as well as I do, Drew Swift loves to use the right side.
Put the hit and run on and get Campos moving, maybe. Gasser's pitch. Fastball just inside. Two balls and a strike. That one pouring in at 94 on the gun. Nothing to nothing. We're in the top of the third on an absolute gorgeous Thursday evening from just about 2 hours south of Lansing. Take that drive down 69 and follow it all the way into Indiana, and you'll run into Fort Wayne. Here's the throw back to first. Campos in safely. Gasser keeping a close eye on him, probably because it's just easier for Gasser, the lefty. Throw guys out over there at first base. Two outs in this half inning. Drew Swift, 266 average this year. OBP just under 360. The toss, that's fouled down the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. Boy, both sides getting a lot of contact on these pitches tonight. Foul ball after foul ball against both Robert Gasser and Joey Estes. It's the fourth time for the Nuts seeing Gasser. It's the second time, or third time rather, that they've seen Estes. Broken bat, a looped liner that's caught, and the double play. Dale goes back to Cummings at first. And that'll do it for the third inning. Just kind of looped up there, hanging for Dale. Campos had to come off a little bit, and he gets doubled off. So a line out 4-3, and that's going to do it. 20 scoreless innings this year for Gasser against the Nuts. We head to the bottom of the third, no score in Fort Wayne.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Back here for the bottom of the third, Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with you for game three of six this week between Fort Wayne and Lansing. Joey Estes delivers the second pitch of the half inning, and he's down, two balls and no strikes as it misses away. Anthony Villar is the nine hitter in the lineup tonight, batting just up over 200. 33rd game this year for Villar. The pitch, that just misses outside, and rare here. Estes, outside of the first batter of the game, Matt Ferguson, now has gotten behind his second tin cap, 3-0. The pitch, and that's a four-pitch walk. Second one issued by Estes, and the leadoff man is on in the third. It's something you just can't do against these tin caps, and to give a free pass to the nine-hitter, not what you want. So Joey Estes will work around that. Beautiful night for baseball, 80 degrees and sunny, and a full house on a thirsty Thursday at Parkview Field. Estes comes home. That swings inside. Five straight balls to open up this half inning as Max Ferguson is at the plate. He flied out in five pitches to right field, and Joshuan Wright in his first at bat. Bright red batting gloves for Ferguson. The pitch, that misses, and it's six balls that have been around the zone but not quite in the zone. And I think a good move here, Jared McDonald says, hey, Nate Dietrich, give me some time here. Let me go out and talk, have a word with Joey Estes. Just settle him down, because as Jesse and I had talked about, he's been pumping in the strikes, specifically getting ahead 0-2. He threw 16 pitches in that second inning. 14 were in the zone. Very odd to see him go six straight to start this third inning, miss the zone. You've got the toughest part of the order here. Ferguson, Hassel, Dunn, and Cummings all coming to the plate. All right, here's the 2-0. That one misses way inside. And Joey just a little bit off right now. Trying to find that command. Just takes one pitch, and then you settle in. Here it is. There's a strike on the outer edge of the plate. Eighth pitch, and the first strike of the third for Joey Estes. And we'll try and battle his way back against Ferguson, who's batting just a .154 through 15 games. The pitch, that's in there. Strike two as Ferguson had got ready to toss his bat, was headed up the first baseline, called back by Nate Dietrich. And we'll have a 3-2 pitch.
Adam, you go from a 3-0, just get me over for a strike, to paint.
The payoff. Runner takes off. This is roped out to right field, hanging up, and a hop that is not caught. And Wright throws it into second, but it gets away from Drew Swift and goes to the tarp over to the left side of the diamond. Jack Winkler takes it off the tarp and keeps from any tin caps advancing any further. Well, what a wild play there. A short hop to Joshuan Wright, was charging quickly. Trapped the baseball, though, but it looked like it may have been a catch. And at that point, Anthony Villar was trying to figure out if it was caught or if he needed to go to second. His first base coach said, go to second. And they nearly had a chance to get him, but Angeles couldn't scoop at the bag. And now it'll be the pitching coach, Don Schulze, that heads out to talk with the entire infield here as the first two have reached for Fort Wayne in the third.
My favorite part of that play, Adam, was Joey Estes covering at third base, because the throw not only got past Angeles, it was going right into the tarp. And that throw was going awry. And so third baseman Jack Winkler has to vacate to track it down, which means somebody has to cover at third. Otherwise, Villar is going to take that base. Good job by Estes having his head in the game.
You didn't like Coach Pozo over there at first base, frantically waving to Villar, saying, no, no, go to second. He looked at his first base coach and said, is that a caught ball or is that ball down? It was indeed down. Nice job by Wright on the run, too, to play that ball cleanly and have an opportunity at second. All right, here's Robert Hassel, the third. Nothing to nothing in the third. The pitch. That bites the outside corner. Strike one. Estes trying to keep it a scoreless game. Hey, Jesse, did you see the A's newsletter today?
Martin Gallegos, yes, profiling a Lugnut.
Denzel Clark, the spotlight person in that newsletter. The pitch, that's on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes on Hassel as Estes is right back to form. That's right. He goes all in, did an interview with Denzel earlier this week, and he's profiled him in the A's newsletter that came out, weekly done by Martin Gallegos.
And they used a graphic created by Terry Alipert.
The pitch, Down low, one ball, two strikes. Excellent stuff. It's got Denzel Clark in his Lugnuts uniform, and then it's got Denzel Clark in his, what was that, Marvel's Avengers Knights?
Yes, Captain America.
A beautiful Nuts jersey, a red, white, and blue. Next pitch, this is lined out to left field in trouble, down for a base hit. Over to his right is Brito to go pick it up. Pilar waved around, he will score. Right behind him, here comes Ferguson. The throw to the plate is late. It's a two-run double for Robert Hassel the third, and Fort Wayne strikes first in the third, 2-0.
That's the quality of Robert Hassel of the third, because that's a really good pitch. That's aimed back door, maybe even a little off the outside corner, and he just reaches out his bat and he slaps himself a two-ribby double.
There wasn't a ton on there from Hassel, but he put it right in the right spot, and still a line drive the other way, and just like that, a walk on four pitches to Villar, the base hit from Ferguson. And the Tin Caps lead. First pitch low and outside to Lucas Dunn. Denzel Clark. Martin Gallegos talks about his mom, Donna, and how she was a heptathlete, competed in the 84 Olympics in Los Angeles. The pitch, that's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. And Denzel will go back there 38 years later nearly, as he is in the Futures game. The host site, the Dodgers this year, the All-Star game coming up next Tuesday. So pretty cool, and he goes home, basically, as Clark out of Cal State Northridge, just about 30 miles away from L.A. That pitch is on the inner part of the plate on Lucas Dunn, and it's 2-1. And Denzel in the article, we won't spoil all of it, but he said L.A. has a lot of memories for himself and his family, and he's excited. He's got a lot of friends and family out there that'll be able to come up. That one comes in, and that hits Lucas Dunn, so he will be awarded first base.
Adam, that hurt everybody. That hurt Dunn, and then that hurt the catcher, Jarrett McDonald.
A triple ricochet here. Off the elbow pad, off the mask.
Oh.
Man, oh man. It looked like McDonald got it a couple different times. Off the mask, then off the arm or right leg.
About that Denzel Clark article, there was a quote that Martin Gallegos, I don't think he included in it, but then he later tweeted. That was about Denzel Clark attending a game in L.A. as a Blue Jays fan.
This pitch is popped up foul. That one right field side and out of play. Strike one.
Clark said, I've got bitter memories going in. Hopefully I can override them with some good ones this time. It's because he went to a game in L.A., where the Dodgers walked off the Jays. Big Toronto Blue Jays guy.
And now with the Oakland Athletics and in the Futures game Saturday. Hammered down the right field side, twisting foul. No balls, two strikes. Some good swings by Cole Cummings. 2-0, Fort Wayne leading in the third. The first four have reached in this third inning. Still nobody out. A walk, two hits, and an HBP. And they're at first and second. This pitch, kickback foul. No balls, two strikes. So we wish Denzel Clark the best in the Futures game this weekend. And we certainly wish the best for Robert Hassel as well, as he stands at second base. Denzel Clark not in the lineup today as he makes his way out to L.A. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Popped up. Left side of the diamond. Winkler is going back in foul territory, and that one heads into the Lugnuts bullpen. He's not quite able to get there. Remains no balls, two strikes on Cummings.
Adam, I'm reading about Cole Cummings from his UC Santa Barbara college bio right now. In high school, he had a 4.16 GPA. It lists what his job aspiration is, if not baseball. And I've rarely seen this on a baseball player bio. He would like to be a corporate lawyer.
Smart man. The 0-2. That's inside. One ball, two strikes. Handle things for the corporations of the world.
It's a big money job.
That's right. A lot of pressure in that job, but a lot of pressure in different aspects. On the diamonds. One ball, two strikes on Cummings. This is fouled down the left field side. Some swings that have caught good parts of the baseball in this half inning against Joey Estes, but that's been all three innings. Even though he hadn't given up any runs, he's had a lot of foul balls against him because a lot of pitches in the zone tonight against the Tin Caps. 1-2-3 second inning, but the first four have reached in this third inning, and two runs have already come in. Still nobody out. Ahead, though, 0-2. The pitch up high, and it's two balls, two strikes.
Can you imagine being a corporation and telling your lawyer, I don't know, this is a big case, there's a lot riding on this, and he goes, I've seen a 98-mile-an-hour fastball. We'll be okay.
Let's bring in the big swinger. Cole Cummings has got this case. And we've got pitch infraction.
No, time called.
What, time called?
By the catcher, McDonald.
Okay. This is this crew again. I got to get used to it's always the point, the one. The pitch, that's outside. Three balls, two strikes. So Estes up 0-2 to now a full count. Nothing coming easy. This feels an awful lot like the first inning. And what do you know, it's the same batters that are creating these lengthy at-bats. Cole Cummings, part of the top of that order. The pitch, lined out to right center field, fading down and a base hit in front of Richards. Around third, Hassel will score. Over to third, goes Dunn. And they're at the corners, still nobody out, as the first five have reached in this third inning. 3-0, Fort Wayne.
Cummings had great, comfortable swings that entire plate appearance.
Well, this is exactly what you want from the top of the order. Ferguson, single. Robert Hassel, the third, two-run double. Dunn, HBP. Cummings, RBI single. Now they're at the corners for Brandon Valenzuela. The pitch, that's a nasty slider that comes in on the hands of Valenzuela. Makes him look foolish. Strike one.
Go back to what you said right at the top, Adam, which is Fort Wayne's offense has not hit around a lot of teams. This has not been a great offense, except against the Lugnuts.
The pitch home. Hammered, foul. First base side. Another hard hit ball. No balls, two strikes. I mean, it is wild how much Lansing has struggled against Fort Wayne this year. All 12 teams in the league. Fort Wayne is last in team batting average at just .222 as a team. The pitch, they've scored the third least amount of runs this year, just over 350. I mean, but against Lansing, their eyes light up. Just 52 home runs for the Tin Caps, which is worst in the league. You can go across the board. They have struggled offensively, but not against the Nuts. The pitch home, popped up in the infield. Into shallow left now, chance for a first out. There is a runner at third coming in, and it's the center fielder, Richards. And he just runs the baseball in and now throws it to Drew Swift. A much-needed first out for Joey Estes against Brandon Valenzuela, coming against the sixth batter in this half inning. Kevin Richards came in and basically caught that in shallow left field. Ran a long way, but that ball was up in the air for a long time, so it didn't seem out of the ordinary for him to make the catch. If you're going to come that long way, might as well finish it. Now Corey Rozier comes to the plate. Runners at first and third, one away, 3-0, Tin Caps in the third. The pitch, foul tipped into the glove, held on to for strike one by Jared McDonald. Lansing feeling good after winning 4 of 6 against Great Lakes, but they have dug themselves into potentially finding losses in the first three games of this series. That pitch low and outside, one ball, one strike. Not saying they can't come back, but you know the stat. Lansing just 10-36. When the opponent scores first against them this year, they have just not been a come-from-behind squad here in 2022. 1-0. That's outside. Two balls and a strike. In the meantime, it wasn't working for them to score first in this series either, as Fort Wayne has grabbed the first two. after Lansing struck first in both. 7-1 victory on Tuesday, 8-7 come from behind win yesterday. Fouled back, two balls, two strikes. Game 15 this year against the Tin Caps. Lansing just three wins so far. They got two in the last series and just one the first time. Both came in Lansing. The pitch, that's fouled back to the left. Some would say back and to the left. Two balls, two strikes.
You know what's amazing to me is you know that we're later into the year when the Lugnuts are wrapping up the season series with Fort Wayne. After Sunday, these two teams won't meet up again.
Now that is wild to think about. The pitch lifted out to right field, hit hard. Right is going back, but in front of the track, makes the catch. This will get a run home. And in comes Lucas Dunn. 4-0 on the sac fly from Rozier, who just went up and got that baseball, swatted at it about head high, and he hammered it out to left field, or right field, rather. So four runs in, and Phil Pohl says that's going to do it for Joey Estes. He just threw his 81st pitch already. Not the outing he was looking for. He's been really good in his last two stints. Five innings in both, and had given up just one run with 11 strikeouts. But tonight, give credit to Fort Wayne as they continue to have success against Lansing pitching, knocking him out after 2 2/3. And they will go to the pen, and Daniel Martinez will try and relieve the pressure here and get the final out in this third inning to keep this a four-run third inning for Fort Wayne.
Adam, last time that we saw Daniel Martinez, it was July the 9th against the Great Lakes Loons, and he fired a scoreless inning in that game. The interesting thing was it was the second time that he had pitched in that series. Early on in that series, he had been used as an opener. Daniel Martinez coming into play today, now one start. This is his 23rd relief appearance. His ERA 9.32, 28 innings. He's allowed 34 base hits. He has walked 20. He has struck out 21. League batting 301 against him. He's allowed 9 home runs this year. Fastball, cut fastball, curve, and a changeup for the native of Riverside, California.
All right, thanks, Jesse. Martinez hoping that he can try and quiet these bats here and keep Lansing in this game. Good news, only one runner on now as Cummings is at first after that RBI single. Two outs, 4-0 Fort Wayne, all coming in this third inning. Jared Dale, the next man that comes to the plate. ...21-year-old steps in, first pitch, glides in there, high, breaking ball, strike one, looped in, shoulder high, and then dropped across the knees. Nice pitch from Daniel Martinez to get his outing going.
That's the joy of being a reliever, right? You don't have to wait to show your breaking stuff. You can go first pitch curve.
Work backwards. It works just as well, sometimes better. 0-1. There's the fastball up and outside, ball one. 92 on that. Dale out of Melbourne, Australia.
Ah, don't say the R. Melbourne.
Really?
Yeah.
Swing and a miss.
I got your back.
Next time I'll just say from Australia. There's a throw over to first base.
It's like the Michigan cities that you'd have no way of knowing how they're pronounced.
The favorite game to play every year when the new Lugnuts team comes in. Tell me how to say Charlevoix. The pitch popped up in the infield. It's Martinez coming over third base side. Now in comes Winkler about three quarters of the way down the line. Two hands, secures it for the third and final out. Three pitches in, and the Australian is retired. And we will head to the bottom or the top of the fourth. Lansing now trailing 4-0 as four runs come in on three hits and a walk.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family.
everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Lansing trying to get something going here after a third of this game has been completed. And they are trailing 4-0 against Fort Wayne. It'll be the second time through the order against the starting lefty, Robert Gasser. A rebound, Angeles steps in from the right side. And the pitch. A little bit high, ball one. Jack Winkler, Tyler Soderstrom to follow. All four runs coming for Fort Wayne in the bottom of the third. Give these fans something to cheer about here at Parkview Field. The pitch, down low. Two balls, no strikes on Aribiel Angeles. Game number 76 for Angeles, the former San Diego Padre. That was traded right before the season started to the A's. The pitch, that's down low. Three balls, no strikes. So not too far of a drive for him. Just had to come up essentially from Fort Wayne. Only 2 hours. The pitch. That's on the outside part of the plate. 3-1. Lugnuts and the A's happy to have this man. Batting 266 this year. The pitch. Hard hit. That one is back up the middle past the dive of Ferguson into center field. Lansing has their second hit. Their leadoff man is on for a second straight half inning. Just whacked at right there by Angeles. Turned his wrist quick and snapped that ball into center field.
What I enjoy most about Angeles getting base hits against Fort Wayne is you'd figure no staff would understand how to pitch Angeles better than the Tin Caps, who know him so well from last year. And yet he continues to get barrels.
The pitch, Jack Winkler takes a strike. 4-0, Fort Wayne leading. We're in the top of the fourth at Parkview Field. Back here tomorrow, back here Saturday, and we'll wrap the season series up on Sunday. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Winkler a little bit out ahead of that, and it's no balls, two strikes on Jack. Flied out to left field, and Corey Rozier in his first at bat. Lansing has only had three base runners tonight, an error and two singles. Campos, Angeles, the singles, the error, right reach done. The pitch. That's outside. One ball, two strikes. Tyler Soderstrom waits on deck. Lansing got to get something going. String something together against Gasser. But they have not been able to solve him all year long. 1-2 offering. Bouncing ball, foul, third base side. Just keeps them guessing at the plate. Working off that three-pitch mix. Fastball, slider, changeup. The lefty having his way against Lansing again tonight. Comes set from the belt. Throws back over to first this time to check on Angeles. Game number 46 for Jack Winkler. He waits from the right side. The pitch home. That's outside. Two balls and two strikes to the 6'2", 195-pound, 23-year-old from Littleton, Colorado. 10th-round selection last year, a San Francisco Don. Jack Winkler has steadily gotten better and better at the plate as this year has gone on. The pitch, checked it. Oh, man, they call him out on that. Wow.
And not only that, it wasn't on appeal. It was the home plate umpire, Diedrich.
Nate Diedrich went around. Wow. I thought that was a pretty tough call right there. Tough to tell as we take a peek at MILB.com.
Yeah, that's one where if I was one of the Lugnuts, I'd want him to check in with Ken Jackson.
He didn't, though. And it's a third strikeout. Here's a high bouncing ball that is snared by Dale. Throws to second. The turnaround at first is late, but what a play by Dale to flip it to Ferguson for one. Get Angeles on the force. Back-to-back pitches quickly. There are two away. Fielder's choice for Soderstrom is that one just didn't get back up the middle.
Adam, he flipped it behind his back.
Well done there. A quick transfer. Glove to his right hand. And a little behind-the-back toss. Got the fans to ooh and aah here.
I mean, I appreciated it. How often do you see an out recorded on a behind-the-back dish?
Not much.
On the basketball court, sure.
Here's Jared McDonald. That's fouled back off the netting. Strike one. And the behind-the-back passes on the court just as nice. You turn the double play there. That one might be on SportsCenter. Soderstrom legs it out, though. 4-0, Tin Caps in front. We're in the top of the fourth. Jared McDonald 0-for-1 with his strikeout. The pitch home. That's inside. Bounces off the glove of Villar. And Soderstrom coasts up to second base. Lansing now a runner in scoring position. First time tonight they've had a runner at second base. That tells you how difficult Gasser has been again against the Nuts. Now Gasser will get a visit from Anthony Villar. As McDonald tries to get the Nuts on the board here. They desperately need something to try and turn the tide in this one. 25 RBIs this year for Jared McDonald. That's second most on the current Lugnuts roster. The man that's on second base, one of the top RBI leaders in the league, Tyler Soderstrom with 58, the only one that has more. Here comes the pitch to the righty. That's down low to McDonald. Two balls and a strike. All four runs come in that third inning against Lansing and Joey Estes. Estes gets knocked out. Now Daniel Martinez into the game while Gasser continues on. The pitch lifted out to left field. Rozier is going back. He turns around. That ball has exited the park. Jared McDonald goes deep, and Lansing right back in this one with a two-run shot for Jared McDonald, his eighth home run of the year.
What scoreless streak for Robert Gasser.
It is gone, literally. RBIs number 26 and 27 for Jared McDonald, and it's 4-2, Fort Wayne leading.
With a bat flip at the end as well, too. He was feeling it, Adam. 392 feet on that McDonald drive.
Not many times you see a left fielder just turn and stare, swing and a miss from Joshua Wright. Unless, of course, you go back to yesterday and Denzel Clark and how far he hit the ball out to the home run porch.
And Tyler Soderstrom's home run to center yesterday.
Yeah, some big flies. The pitch, that's in there, strike two. I mean, Corey Rozier took about a step and a half, turned around and said, yeah, that's not coming back.
He's just a strong guy, Jared McDonald.
The pitch, way up and outside, ball one to Joshua Wright. And that strong swing of McDonald for his eighth home run this year has gotten Lansing right back in this game. That is a huge swing here against a guy they have not been able to solve all season long. The pitch, breaking ball, that is on the ground right side. Dale to his left, sweeps it up on the fringe, throws on the run, and makes the play as he almost looks like he's do-si-do-ing across the grass there on the fringe, but excellent feet work by Jared Dale. But the two-run shot from Jared McDonald has got Lansing back in this one. It's 4-2 as we head to the bottom of the fourth at Parkview Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, a big swing, and Lansing's right back into this one thanks to a two-run shot from Jared McDonald. It's 4-2. Daniel Martinez comes up, and the pitch. That jumps inside, and it's ball one to Matthew Acosta. Anthony Villar and Max Ferguson to follow, 8-9-1 against the righty Martinez. The pitch, and one hops its way to McDonald, 2-0. Robert Gasser had not allowed a run against the Nuts this year in four outings. That has changed thanks to the big swing from Jared McDonald, his eighth this year. 2-0. Kicked back up towards the press box and off the, what, window? Off the computer screen, it looks like. Is everybody all right? Is the computer all right? Things are still working, it looks like.
That hit flush.
2-1. That's fouled down the first base side. Two balls, two strikes. I thought it hit the windowsill. Instead, it got computer. Jesse knows all about that.
Yeah, I wish I didn't.
But thankfully, that didn't come our way because that was a hot shot. 2-2. In there, called strike three on the outer edge. Martinez down 2-0, comes back with three straight strikes. There's the first out of the fourth.
That was a hammer curveball.
And at the top of the zone.
They're opening up baseball cards in the TV booth a couple of booths over.
Absolutely love that. We've done that a few times this year. Here's Anthony Villar. This is shot down the left field side, running to his right is Brito, and that ball is down as it one hops onto the warning track. Off the wall and coasting into second with a double is Villar. As they've got a man on with one out, Villar reaches for a second consecutive inning. Doing a nice job turning over the lineup card tonight. Right back to Max Ferguson at the top. Villar now with a walk run scored and the double. 4-2, Fort Wayne leading in the bottom of the fourth. Here's Max Ferguson from the left side of the plate. The pitch home. That's up high and outside. Ball one. We're going to give you some trivia in this fourth inning. Jesse, you ready for some trivia?
Yes, I am.
All right, well, today we went off the beaten path with our trivia question. The pitch, that's fouled down the first base side. One ball, one strike. No A's or Lugnuts theme to it. Just, you know, a home run theme. Jared McDonald hit a home run, so why don't we talk about hammering Hank Aaron? That guy was pretty good, right?
He was great.
1968. Jesse was 15 then?
Sure.
Pitch. That's outside, 2-1. Jesse was not 15 then. But Hammer and Hank hit his 500th home run today back in 1968. The Braves beat the Giants 4-2. Martinez checks at second, comes home. That's kicked back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. So, your hint, it came off the San Francisco Giants, but who was the pitcher that Hank Aaron hit his 500th home run against? That's today's trivia question.
Man, high degree of difficulty.
Yeah. The pitch. There's a bouncing ball off the plate. Weakly hit, first base side. Charging is Soderstrom. Reaches the glove out and nabs Max Ferguson, who dove in foul territory to get the out. That's the second one of this half inning, and Villar over to third base.
It's all about the quick hands of Soderstrom there. Ferguson is highly athletic, did all he could to try to dodge it, but no chance.
So with two outs, that'll bring up Robert Hassel III. If you know the answer to the trivia question or want to take a stab at it, at Adam Jaxa, at Jay Goldstrass on Twitter. A pitch to Robert Hassel. That's up high, ball one, or Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. You know, Goldstrass, Lur, there's a member of your family that I think might have a good shot at this one. There's a Giants fan in your family.
Super fan.
The pitch. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Robert, if you're listening, I'm challenging you directly, but everybody else as well. Who did Hammer and Hank hit his 500th home run off back on this day in 1968? Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That dropped right out of the zone. Two balls and a strike. Robert Hassel III. He's had a great night tonight. Number one in Midwest League in batting average. Number one prospect. The Padres showing it. Two for two. Double, two driven in. Run scored. The pitch. Bouncing ball off the plate. First base side. Soderstrom is there, turns around, tags the bag, identical as the last ball that was bounced his way. Instead of tagging the runner, tags the bag, and Daniel Martinez works around the double from Villar. So we will head to the fifth. The younger Goldberg Strassler, that would be Jesse, takes over as he will have the play-by-play when we come back. 4-2, Fort Wayne leading.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg Strassler.
Four runs in the third inning for Fort Wayne. Two runs in the fourth inning for the Lugnuts. Jared McDonald going yard. We'll go to the fifth. Lugnuts trail 4-2. I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Tin Caps lefty Robert Gass remains in. Kevin Richards, Alexander Campos, Marcos Brito to oppose. 7-8-9. Bottom third of the order for the top of the fifth. It begins with Kevin Richards. A pitch to the right-handed hitter. Lifted up high to the air down the right field line. Matthew Acosta heads to his left and watches that ball disappear foul off for the tiered Huntington University Picnic Pavilion. No balls, one strike. Richards is 0-for-1. He flied out on a towering drive just to the warning track in center field his first time. Gasser kicks and throws. Down and in. One ball and one strike. Lugnuts have had some quality swings here against Robert Gasser.
from the third base out of the rubber. The windup, the pitch. Hit out to center field again. Back goes Robert Hassel III again. Again to the track, and again he reels it in. Richards is again a long out to center. And there's one away in the top of the fifth inning.
Well, each time they've gone a little bit farther. That one got out to the warning track just a touch deeper than the last one that got to the warning track. And even a little more run, but maybe the third time up, Richards will get that swing out to center field. Definitely feels like there's a little bit more momentum here for the Nuts.
Here's Alexander Campos, one for one with a single. Takes the curve just inside, ball one.
It's amazing, Jesse. You score a couple runs, you get a shutout half inning, things can start to happen.
It's that confident feel that sweeps through the dugout. Gasser's 1-0. Swing and a miss. He went reaching for it away. Robert Gasser earlier this year did an interview with David Larilla of Fangraphs. Lefty offers. Campos hammers it to left field. Beckos Rozier looks up. It's gone into the home run porch in left. Alexander Campos just back with the team from Stockton. And he connects on his first home run in the Midwest League this year. Lugnuts trail 4-3.
Well, two good swings against Gasser in this fifth inning. And that one was pummeled just like the ball from McDonald. Same spot. He got the hanger and banged it.
Now Marcos Brito. One out, nobody on. Gasser winds and throws. Outside, ball one. Adam, about that feeling of confidence sweeping through the dugout. The spell is broken. Everybody greeted Campos, and now everybody is back up leaning against the railing watching. Brito takes a fastball called a strike at the letters on the outside corner. Whatever spell it was that Gasser had cast over the Lugnuts, it's no longer the case. This is the number nine hitter. Brito lined to left his first time, takes a ball outside, and he's ahead in the count, two balls and one strike. You know, the thing is, a lot of the guys that Gasser faced earlier this year are no longer Lugnuts. Gasser to the plate. The curveball hooks in for a called strike. And so hence, here's Gasser taking on Alexander Campos and Kevin Richards and Marcos Brito and more. Two-run homer by Jared McDonald last inning. Campos goes deep here. The pitch, high. Three balls, two strikes on Brito. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Fort Wayne knocked out Lugnuts starter Joey Estes with a four-run third, but the Lugnuts are on the comeback trail. A payoff pitch. Brito takes ball four inside. And that is Gasser's first walk of the game. It hasn't just been the Gasser spell. It's been the hold that Fort Wayne has over the Lugnuts. Coming in the Tin Caps 11-3 against the Nuts this year. Pitching coach Jimmy Jones out of the first base side dugout on his way out to the mound to pay a visit to the former Houston Cougar, Robert Gasser. Top of the order coming up for the Lugnuts. But the Lugnuts playing at home against Fort Wayne. Lugnuts won only once in the first seven meetings. 2-0 on April the 21st. They lost games by scores of 10-3, 9-7, 13-9, 13-5. They came back. They beat the Tin Caps 9-5 on June the 15th and then lost two more games. Won 6-5 and a walk-off on June the 18th, lost 14-0. And so at home against Fort Wayne in the first half, they were 3-9. And then this series, they lost the opener 7-1. Mack Lardner departed due to back spasms. They lost yesterday 8-7 in a walk-off. The pitch to Drew Swift, called a strike just above the belt.
Well, and sometimes, Jesse, can take something minor like a big swing from Jared McDonald. And that seems to have knocked some confidence here for Gasser and sparked some in the Lugnuts.
Brito good speed at first. Swift pushes a grounder foul wide of first base. No balls, two strikes.
And again, it just this game completely has changed. It feels very different since that swing from McDonald. And Lansing down four runs. Give them credit. Martinez comes in, gets the shutout half inning. Now another run, big swing up on the board.
A look at the runner at 0-2. The runner moves. The pitch is inside. Throw down to second. Tails into center field. Brito stays put where he is as Robert Hassel III gets it in. Marcos Brito steals second. His second steal in five games with the Nuts. He's in a scoring position. One ball and two strikes. The count on Swift.
All it takes is a base hit now. This game is tied. Now, Drew Swift, he likes to go the other way. A lot of room between first and second. With Dale over towards second, holding on, Marcos Brito.
One out. Top of the fifth. 1-2. Swift goes down swinging. He chased a fastball up and away. It's Robert Gasser's fourth strikeout of the game. And with two down, here comes the former tin cap, Eribiel Angeles. Angeles is 1-for-2, a ground out to short, and a single up the middle. Rests the bat on his right shoulder. Brito at second, first pitch. Curveball, strike called, inside corner at the letters.
Yeah, stay away from that pitch. That didn't look like very much fun.
No. Robert Gasser has, what, five different pitches? Breaking balls of all sorts, fastball, changeup. He deals. Angeles lines it over first. It's a base hit down the right field line into the Fort Wayne pen. Brito's around to score. Right fielder Acosta struggles. Angeles for second base, pulling in with the RBI double. 4-4 in the fifth inning. That looked like a tennis slice shot. He dropped it down the right field line.
Absolutely beautiful. Little home field play for Eribiel Angeles, the former tin cap of last year. And just like this, Lansing down four runs, has come back with two runs in the fourth and now two runs in the fifth. A couple of big swings to jumpstart their rally. And now perhaps a chance to take the first lead.
It's Jack Winkler against the Southpaw Gasser. And the first offering called strike one. Winkler is 0-for-2, line out to left, struck out swinging. Yesterday, Winkler drove in three runs, had an RBI ground out, an RBI single, and an RBI double. Lefty to righty, Angeles dancing, the pitch, outside. One ball, one strike. Hey, you having more fun?
Yeah, I think this'll do.
Glad you made this drive down?
Yeah, I think so. I was trying to bring some good luck since you failed.
Yeah, I missed you the last 2 days. 1-1. Curveball foul tipped into the mitt of Villar. Strike two for Winkler.
More importantly for the Nuts, Jesse, it's got to feel good, right? I mean, Gasser has had their number. We've talked about it all night long. And finally, fourth time through. Fourth time's the charm, right? Yes, indeed, it is tonight with four runs.
Two in the fourth. Two so far in this fifth. The pitch. Winkler lines it over third. That baseball's foul. Left of the line. Gasser put that pitch in on his hands, and he tried to muscle it down the left field line to bring in Angeles to give the Lugnuts the lead.
Robert Gasser's going, no way another dunker gets down in fair territory, and these guys take the lead. You can see how frustrated, throwing the rosin bag down on the back of the mound. He's a guy that has come up and had a ton of success against Lansing, but not tonight in the latter innings.
1-2 pitch. Winkler strikes out swinging. And that'll do it for the top of the fifth inning. Second time that Gasser has whipped Winkler. Fifth strikeout for Gasser. But after the McDonald two-run homer in the fourth, have the deficit. Here in the fifth, Alexander Campos' homer and Eribiel Angeles' RBI double have squared the score. We're halfway to the house, to the bottom of the fifth, and it's 4-4, Lugnuts and Tin Caps.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK to Say.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Four to four, brand new ball game. Last of the fifth inning from Parkview Field, Lugnuts righty Daniel Martinez against Dunn, Cummings, and Valenzuela, Fort Wayne, 3-4-5. Righty-righty, Lucas Dunn takes at the knees, outside corner, strike one called. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, Adam Jaxa to my left. Lucas Dunn is 0-for-0, a walk, NHBP. And now his third at bat, the 0-1, swings and misses. Oh, that baseball bent filthily out of the zone, low and away. That's that great Martinez changeup. Nothing and two real quick. Daniel Martinez 1 1/3 scoreless so far from the pen. Delivers, and the changeup's outside. 1-2. I'd like to say hello to John Leahy. I'd like to say hello, Craig Moreland, Jack Alexander, Marsha Bullard, and more. 1-2. Low and away. 2-2. Adam, when you asked your trivia question, I started getting blown up by all those responses being sent in.
I love when the people participate.
Robert Goldberg-Strassler jumped to answer. You better believe it.
Uh-huh.
2-2, break even. Curveball swung at and missed. Down goes Dunn. Second strikeout for Martinez, whose stuff is looking wicked.
You know how those talk show hosts, Jesse, will call out, say, give us a call, tell us what you think. Sometimes you just got to reach out to those Lugnut fans and make sure they say hello. Good to hear from everybody tonight.
Martinez throws off speed down, ball one to the left-handed hitting first baseman, Cole Cummings. From New Mexico to Pima College, and then off to UC Santa Barbara. The right-hander kicks, offers, inside corner, strike called. Adam, when Cummings was batting earlier in the game, is that bat that led to his RBI single in the four-run Tin Caps third, I looked up Pima Junior College. What is their mascot?
Oh, boy.
One out, nobody on. 4-4 in the last of the fifth. The deal. Smacked up the middle, past the mound, a base hit, mowing into center field. Kevin Richards on hand, scoops it up, gets it in. Neil Wormburner, and Cummings with his second single of the game. One out base runner brings up Brandon Valenzuela. The Pima Aztecs.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Aren't too many teams known as the Aztecs. Oh, the next batter is Brandon Valenzuela, the switch-hitting DH, bats left. Martinez nods, throws. Outside, 1-0.
I got San Diego State. You got anybody else?
That's all that I could think of.
That's why I went first, because I didn't have anybody else. Selfish.
And we're done. Survey
That's
says.
It.
One on, one out. Tied up. Home fifth inning. There's a swing and a lofter down the left field line, fading foul. Just beyond the tarp and hopping up for a Lugnuts reliever. And they toss it around down there in the Lug's pen. The classic ploy that they used to use all the time with the Lugnuts. And I think that the pitchers don't do this as much anymore. They're very nice people, as the old fake ball. Martinez drops the changeup low. Adam, have you ever seen this? The kids are always looking for a ball, right?
Yeah.
And so a foul ball gets hit into the bullpen. The pitchers toss it around amongst themselves. A kid asks for it, and a pitcher flips the ball up to the kid. The problem is it's one of the old bullpen balls they've hidden earlier. 2-1. Swing and a miss. 2-2 for Valenzuela.
Just teasing him out there.
Just a classic. Oh, you thought that you got that foul ball? That the relievers would hide batting practice baseballs in their glove. They'd grab a foul ball, and then they'd flip the BP ball up. A 2-2 is stroked into right field, a base hit. Up to second base, Cummings. Josh Wainwright up with it, gets it into second. A single for Valenzuela. Now they're 2-1. Only one out for Corey Rozier.
Well, this is a pivotal moment in this game. I mean, you get down 4-0. You strike back with four straight and two half innings. Martinez gets that shutout half inning, a half inning prior. And now here comes Fort Wayne trying to re-steal the momentum. So imperative here that Martinez gets these final two outs and finds a way to keep this game tied at four. And Don Schulze going to go out there right now, but I think he's going to kind of deliver the same type of message, just settle in. But this is a huge spot in this baseball game.
There goes Schulze, the pitching coach. All the while, the Lugnuts get some action going. Martinez came on for Joey Estes in the bottom half of the third inning and recorded the final out, retiring Jared Dale on a pop out to third to strand a runner on. And then he worked around a one-out double by Anthony Villar in the fourth inning, a scoreless frame. But trouble here. And the Lugnuts pen, it's Osvaldo Barrios who is warming. Cummings at second, Valenzuela at first. There's not a lot of speed out there for Fort Wayne. And the batter's Corey Rozier, who does have the speed. You know what you also have to be worried about with Rozier is he could drop down a bunt for a single.
Well, you obviously would love to get a double play, but just need an out here. Get that second out.
0-for-1 with a sack fly. First pitch. Rozier bounces it foul up the right side. Strike one. The 22-year-old Rozier, 5 feet 10 inches tall. Bearded. Knees bent. The pitch. Off speed, tails away. Cummings steps away from second base. Valenzuela from first. Lugnuts 4, Tin Caps 4. Last of the fifth. The pitch. Down low and outside. 2-1.
You certainly don't want to load up the bases. Martinez got to get back in his groove here.
He's going to that changeup, but Adam, I don't remember him throwing that changeup for strikes very often. Hitter's count, 2-1. The pitch to Rozier. High and away. 3.
Who the heck's calling the game over there in the couple booths to our right?
So they're breaking open packs and packs and packs of baseball cards, and they're showing that on camera. We see Ben Schulman, who works with John Nolan, just sitting in the background. It's John calling it off camera, but they're paying attention to the cards. 3-1. Outside, 4. Rozier's on, and the bases are loaded. After the leadoff strikeout of Dunn, singles by Cummings and Valenzuela. Now the base on balls. And Phil Pohl, does he stick with Martinez? Does he go to Barrios? Phil just went pacing in the third base side dugout.
Yeah, he's thinking the same thing you are, Jesse, trying to figure out what to do here.
Catcher McDonald has been sent out to the mound just to give Osvaldo Barrios some time for some more warm-up pitches. And here comes manager Pohl. We're going to see the move made right now. So, Daniel Martinez, 1 2/3 innings. 3 hits, 1 walk. Departs with 3 runners left on. And Osvaldo Barrios is about to make his 5th relief appearance of the season.
I don't know if it gets any bigger than this right now. You're trying to turn the tide in this game. You're trying to turn the tide in this series. Fort Wayne winning the first couple. Lansing desperate for a victory. And now the base is loaded right after your offense gets you back in the game, ties the score. Barrios comes in with an ERA just under 7 this year. Jesse mentioned 4 different times he's come out of the back end instead of starting the game. His 16th appearance, 11 starts this year. Given up 11 home runs, which is most by a Lugnuts pitcher this year, but he's also pitched the most, 74 and a third innings. 57 strikeouts, 30 walks, and opponents batting 290 against the right-hander. Osvaldo Barrios out of Puerto Rico.
He'll take on the first batter, who also faced the last reliever, Daniel Martinez. Jared Dale, it was Dale in the bottom of the third inning when the Lugnuts pulled Joey Estes. and brought in Martinez, who retired Dale on a pop out. And now here comes Dale with Rozier at first, Valenzuela at second, and Cole Cummings at third base, only one man out. Adam just mentioned it. Lugnuts came back from a 4-0 deficit, tying the score with two runs in the fourth and two runs in this top of the fifth inning. Well, here's the Tin Caps' response. Jarrett Dale today is 0-for-2. A strikeout looking and a pop out to third base. Barrios this year has coaxed 5 double play balls. That ties him for the team lead with Joe Demers and Stevie Emanuels. Meanwhile, Jarrett Dale, when it comes to hitting into double plays, he's hit into 5. That places him third on these Tin Caps.
I think this would be a perfect time for a double play, don't you?
I do.
Any back, including home.
The bearded Barrios. Deep breath. Comes set out of Puerto Rico to the Australian Dale. First pitch. Outside corner, strike home.
That's huge right there. I mean, you come out of the pen, you got to throw strikes. Barrios locating on that outside corner. Big first pitch.
Winkler even on the baseline at third base. First baseman Soderstrom plays back. Middle infielders look for two. Outfield straight up, 0-1. Tapper foul, rolling left side. Nothing and two. Jarrett Dale also leads Fort Wayne when it comes to strikeouts. With his strikeout looking back in the second inning, 78 strikeouts this year.
Maybe some high cheddar here. Make him chase.
He also has the slider and the change. 0-2. It's the slider swung at and missed. And there's out number two. Jared McDonald, that's out number two. McDonald left. They caught him. And he quickly spun about and gave the baseball right back to Barrios.
Number two, Jared McDonald with a big grin. He was sprinting his way to the dugout. One more out to get.
Everybody else understood. So now the left-handed hitting Matthew Acosta. Roddy kicks, throws. Acosta takes ball one low. It was Acosta yesterday in the bottom of the eighth inning who delivered the RBI game-tying single with two outs against Trayson Kubo. Tied up the game yesterday 7-7. Tin Caps walked off in the ninth 8-7. Ball one offering here. Check swing. Called a strike. Outside corner at the letters.
I mean, four of your first five pitches in the zone. This is great stuff right now. Barrios in complete command. And this, obviously, a huge opportunity to get out of this jam.
Acosta 0-for-2, two strikeouts. The pitch, grounded foul right side into the Tin Caps dugout railing. One ball and two strikes. He is all set up for a third strikeout.
You go back to that slider here, Jesse. You go high fastball.
Left-handed batter. So I think I would go changeup or that high cheddar. Cummings at third, Valenzuela at second, Rozier at first, 4-4 in the fifth. The pitch, swing and a miss, they got him. Osvaldo Barrios powered it past Acosta, down and in. Side retired, inning over.
I mean, that's fantastic. Bases loaded, Barrios gets him out of the jam, and we remain tied. Great job by the righty.
Two singles, one walk, no runs, three left. Let's go to the top of the sixth inning. Lugnuts and Tin Caps tied 4-4.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
We'll be right back.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Four to four, off to the sixth. Lugnuts and tin caps, and there's a new Fort Wayne pitcher on the mound. It's Nick Thwaites who comes in. Wait, hang on. It's Nick Thwaites who comes in. There's a silent H. T-H-W-A-I-T-S. Drops in a big curve for a called strike to the first Lugnut, Tyler Soderstrom.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they made another pitching change in a couple seconds there.
No, Nick Thwaites deals. Soderstrom lines it foul deep down the left field line. Nothing in two.
Twisting on Thwaites there. He's got an ERA of 4.5. Jesse, this is his 21st appearance this year. Thwaites gone 34 innings, 33 strikeouts, 15 walks, and opponents batting .261 against the righty.
The 0-2 from Thwaites, down and inside. One ball, two strikes. Osvaldo Barrios just came out of the Lug's pen, and he struck out back-to-back tin caps Dale and Acosta to strand the bases loaded. The pitch. Soderstrom hits a bouncer left side. Shortstop Ferguson grabs. Throws to first just in time. One down. Lugnuts were down 4-0. Jared McDonald hit a two-run homer in the fourth. Alexander Campos a solo shot in the fifth. And then a Ribiel Anales an RBI double. And here we are.
Got ourselves a game tonight.
Yeah. Robert Gasser, the starter for the Tin Caps, 5 innings, 4 runs, 2 homers. Jared McDonald takes a called strike. Thwaites gave him the fastball. So Gasser, a no decision. Allowed 5 hits as well. He struck at 5. Breaking ball fouled back by McDonald. Nothing and two. Gasser walked 1. He is out. And now this one is a bullpen battle. Can the Lugnuts beat the Tin Caps? Hasn't happened often this year. 0-2. Curveball drops in there for a called strike 3. That is some kind of hook from Nick Thwaites.
Yeah, that's not fair right there. Give him a couple fastballs, and then you come back with the inside corner hook. No chance. That ball looks like it's coming right at you and then dips across the inner third of the plate. Can't fault McDonald for not swinging at that one.
And now Josh Wainwright takes down an away ball 1. Wright's 13-game on-base streak has not yet been extended. He's 0 for 2. Quick Adam, 13-game on-base streak ties Josh Wainwright with who for the Lugnuts lead this season?
Lawrence Butler.
No. Fouled away off to the right side. 1-1. Come on, come on. Happened in April and into May.
I don't know this one.
He just hit.
Jared McDonald?
It's Jared McDonald.
Oh, my goodness.
Righty to righty. Right fouls it back. Jared McDonald has that season-long hitting streak, or on-base streak, at 13 games. Lawrence Butler twice had 11-game streaks. 4-4. 2 outs, nobody on, top of the sixth. The pitch, swing and a miss. He gets right with that big hook. Perfect frame for Nick Thwaites. 2 strikeouts in the bargain. Let's go to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's the Lugnuts 4. It's the Tin Caps 4. Stay with us.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here at the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Nine, one, and two hitters are on the horizon for the San Diego Padres High A affiliate, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps at home, tied up 4-4 against the Lansing Lugnuts. Anthony Villar first against righty Osvaldo Berrios. The pitch, left-handed batter takes a called strike. It's Villar, then Ferguson and Hassel the third. Right back up to the top of the order. Villar out of the nine hole has been great. A walk, a double, a run scored. The pitch, down and away. Osvaldo Berrios, pretty good himself. Emerged from the pen last frame. Daniel Martinez had loaded the bases with one out, so Berrios struck out Jared Dale and struck out Matthew Acosta to end the inning. Hit delivers. Line foul down the left side. Count 1-2. In speaking with Ben Shulman, one of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps broadcasters, he said it's very rare for Brian Esposito, the Caps manager, to start the same catcher a couple of games in a row. The pitch, Villar lines it right at first baseman Soderstrom. He is out number one. Anthony Villar starting a catcher twice in a row, but Berrios turns him away. One up and one down.
My goodness, has he had some good at-bats tonight. Villar trying to get on for a third time. Soderstrom says, look what I found. And that's a nice first out there for Berrios.
Now Max Ferguson. Just don't walk this guy. Pitch on its way. He bunts it up the third base side. Barehand Winkler throws to first. Got him by like four steps. It wasn't close. A sharp bunt hugging the third baseline. Winkler right there. The barehand was clean, and the throw to first was easy. Max Ferguson will never be out at first base by a wider margin in his life.
My goodness, Jack. Barehand making it look easy on the run. Well done at third base.
Star and extra on the scorecard. Robert Hassel III tries to bunt and fouls it. And Jack Winkler had gone back to play deep third base. And Robert Hassel III decided, why not? Two outs, nobody on. Last of the sixth. Tie game 4-4. Osvaldo Berrios wears his black socks up to his knees. And there are thin white stripes stretching around the black. It's a great look. Tom called at home plate. That classic baseball look. Adam, I say white stripes. They might be gray. It works off the silver lug nuts on the front of the black jersey. The pitch. That is skied by Hassel III down the left field line. Brito heads into the corner. That baseball's foul. That is a stressful thing about facing Robert Hassel III. He has such power down the left field line. Left-handed hitter who the constructive criticism with him is, why don't you try to pull it a little bit more often? An 0-2 from Berrios. Shot toward short, one hop for Anale, snaps, throws across his body, right on the money to Soderstrom, side retired, inning is over. Five up and five down for Berrios, and his defense, the infield defense, pitched in mightily there. As we go to the seventh inning, Adam Jaxa will take over at the command. Lugnuts and Tin Caps knotted 4-4.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
We've got a good one tonight in Fort Wayne, 4-4 as we head to the seventh. Thanks for joining us tonight for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, just past the 9 o'clock hour on this Thursday evening, July 14, 2022. Lansing trying to take their first lead. They tied it up with 4 runs, 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Here's Kevin Richards. The pitch, bunts it in front of home plate. It deadends. Villar picks it up, throws to first. Cummings taps on the bag, and there's the first out as Nick Twaits gets the bunt out. So Kevin Richards trying to do the same thing that Max Ferguson tried to do. Both bunt attempts go for naught. That one just kind of spun right in front of home plate and stopped. Only about a step into fair territory for Villar. It's been the long ball tonight, not the small ball for the Nuts that's got them back in this game. One of those swings from Alexander Campos. The first pitch to the righty. A high fastball, strike one. How about Campos tonight? Welcome back to the Nuts. His 7th game. The pitch. That's in there, strike two. And he's 2 for 2. Base hit in the 3rd and a home run in the 5th. 4-4 in the 7th. Lansing out, getting out hit 7-5 tonight. The pitch, swing and a foul tip. That's held on to, strike 3. Campos is gone. 2 away. 3rd strikeout for Twaits. He replaced Robert Gasser tonight, who in 5 innings gave up 5 hits with 4 runs. All earned, 5 Ks, 1 walk, and 2 home runs. Campos and McDonald, the 2 homers. Here's Marcos Brito from the left side of the plate. The pitch, a little bit inside, ball one. Fort Wayne struck with 4 against Estes to knock him out in the 3rd as he threw over 80 pitches tonight. And Lansing came back with 2 in the 4th, 2 in the 5th. Breaking ball shoots in on the outside corner and drops in for strike one.
He can spin it, man.
Pumping him in, pumping him out. 1-1. Fastball away. 2 balls and a strike. Lansing lost a heartbreaker last night. Do they have some payback for the Tin Caps tonight? The pitch. Ooh, that comes in and around with the swing. Goes Brito. Lost his balance. Is that one twisted him? Trying to figure out if he was going to swing or not. And then lost his balance and came through for a 2nd strike. The 2-2, swing and a miss, breaking ball, he was out in front of it, and Lansing is gone just like that. The bottom 3 in the order go down in the top half of the 7th. Let's stretch it out and head to the home half, tied at 4 at Parkview Field.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turn slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Four to four, our score as we bring you back for the bottom of the seventh. And Osvaldo Berríos already dealing in his first pitch for ball one. Second offering is in there, strike one on Lucas Dunn. Fort Wayne scored four in the third. That's been it tonight. Lansing has scored four straight. Trying to put up another zero as Berríos came in to take over in the fifth with the bases loaded and one away. Got two strikeouts. The pitch, bouncing ball foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes. Joey Estes started the game, went 2 2/3, gave up four hits and four runs, a few Ks, couple walks, and Daniel Martinez went an inning and 2/3, left with the bases loaded, and then in came Berríos. The pitch, swing, and the bat goes flying, look out, off the netting, and then down to Craig Conklin, who stuck his arms out there to block it from hitting him, and now Craig Conklin runs it out there to Lucas Dunn. You know, it kind of looks like when you get in trouble with your dad, I'm going to go back and take the bat, head back to the dugout. I'm not angry, son. I'm just disappointed. That's kind of what that exchange was. The pitch, that's up high. One ball, no strikes.
That was such a good slider, too, to finish off Dunn.
The pitch home. That's outside, two balls, no strikes. So the first pitch of the half inning, they had put up on the video board that it was a ball. It was actually a strike. So, yes, that was the third strikeout for Berríos, one away. The pitch home. That's outside, three balls, no strikes.
Adam, are you a big Where's Waldo guy? Were you as a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're watching on MILB.TV, if you look behind home plate, there's a sea of faces. And the fun thing is spotting the Lugnuts cap for video assistant Ben Kropp amongst all those fans right behind home plate.
Love it. Got a rep. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Cummings tonight, 2 for 3. RBI in the third. Struck out in the first and another base hit in the fifth. 4-4 our score. The pitch. That's fouled away. Three balls, two strikes. If I couldn't find Waldo,
yeah,
I always just would say, hey, they didn't put him on this page. Let's go to the next one.
There's no answer key at the back of the book.
No. You just got to find those red and white stripes. Those glasses. 3-2 pitch. Down low, ball four, and he lost him. So Cummings aboard with one out. In a tied game in the seventh. You know, we asked you a trivia question earlier today. We challenged an individual or two. So, in the seventh here, we're going to answer that trivia question. It was not Lugnuts or A's related, but if you know baseball, you know about hammering Hank Aaron. He could slug him. The pitch. That's in there. Strike one to Brandon Valenzuela. And the question tonight, on this day back in 1968, Hammer and Hank hit his 500th home run. Who did he hit it against? Well, he hit it against the Giants. The pitch? That's inside. One ball, one strike. More specifically, what pitcher did he hit it against as the Braves beat the Giants 4-2? Jesse, I believe we did get some correct answers tonight, yes?
We got a bunch of correct answers tonight.
The pitch home? That's down low. Two balls and a strike. The first one we got, I believe, almost within 5 minutes. Jeff Wack says, Mike McCormick, you are correct. Who else wrote in?
Robert Goldberg-Strassler, Marsha Bullard, and Leanne Cook.
The pitch. That's outside. Three balls and a strike.
Let's see. Jack Alexander, Craig Moreland, Paul Hammerly. We had so many answers flying in from all sorts of different sources.
They all get it right, too. The pitch. This is popped up foul, third base side. Three balls, two strikes.
We had a guess of Al Downing and a guess of Juan Marichal. So Mike McCormick was who you were looking for.
Mike McCormick, on this day back in 1968, gave up the 500th home run to Hamrin Hank Aaron. The pitch, that's fouled back, and remains three balls, two strikes. Jesse, you know how many Major League Baseball players have hit 500 or more home runs?
I don't off the top of my head. Is it around 30?
Yeah, it is. Only 28. Miguel Cabrera, the latest, just came up with 500 last year. The pitch, that's outside, ball four.
Uh-oh.
And now they're at first and second with one out in this seventh inning on back-to-back walks as the Tin Caps looking to try and retake the lead. Yeah, only 28 guys. Barry Bonds, of course, atop that list with 762. Hammer and Hank got his 500 today back in 1968. He sits in second with 755 as Bonds passed him. Babe Ruth, A-Rod, Albert Pujols, who's still playing, the great Willie Mays. I mean, some excellent baseball swingers on the top home run list. And today, Hammer and Hank hit his 500th. And, boy, the fans are up to the task. Great job, everybody, writing in today. And no slouch either. Mike McCormick, the guy's a four-time All-Star. Cy Young Award winner in 67. So that shows you the pedigree that Hammer and Hank was swinging against. He got a lot of home runs against good pitchers back in his career. Here at Lansing, trying to keep everything inside the park. We're tied at four, but Don Schulze out there to settle down Osvaldo Berríos as we've got a runner at first and second situation in this seventh inning. Fort Wayne has scored in one half inning. It was the third. Nothing since. Berríos steps in against Corey Rozier. The pitch up high outside. Ball one. Nancy came back with two runs in the fourth, two runs in the fifth. We've been deadlocked since as we play on in the bottom of the seventh. Lugnuts dropped a game yesterday. They were up pretty much the entire way. Lost it in the ninth. The pitch. That's a little bit wide. Two balls, no strikes. 8-7 the final yesterday. 7-1 Fort Wayne won on Tuesday. They're trying to sneak another late win in tonight, but Barrios trying to work out of it. Needs a strike. The 2-0. Airy pumps one in there. It's 2-1. Rozier tonight is 0-1. Fly down to center in the second. Sack fly in the third, and then walked in the fifth. Not much from Fort Wayne offensively. They have the seven hits, but really most of the damage came in the third, where they had three of those seven. The pitch, shot foul, third base side, into the netting. Boy, swings like that are why you're grateful they extended the netting a couple of years ago in minor league and major league baseball. It goes beyond the dugouts and a little way down the first and third baseline. That ball was hammered towards the crowd, but saved by the net. 2-2. Lifted out to center field, but hit a ton right at Kevin Richards, makes the catch and fires it in. That's a line drive, but it was on a rope and stayed up for Richards for the second out. Huge break for Lansing. And now it's Jared Dale that stands in the way of another jam. In the fifth was when Osvaldo Berríos came in. Cummings, Valenzuela had both reached on a base hit. Rozier walked. And then Martinez exited, in came Berríos. He got strikeouts of Dale and Acosta. Here's Dale again, the pitch. It's low and inside, ball one. Tied at four in the bottom of the seventh. A good battle tonight for a big crowd in Fort Wayne. Game three of six this week at Parkview Field. Righty on righty, and a turn back to second for Osvaldo Barrios. He's got the striped socks tonight, a great look. High black socks and the gray striping pattern about calf high. Comes set in the pitch. That's in there, strike one.
That's a nice slider on the outside corner.
Yes, it is. That to get him his first strike in the count. The pitch home. Swing and a miss at a slider inside. 1-2. You know I'm all about pattern, Jesse. So we go with the gray cap with the black bill. Then we go down to the black jersey. Then we go to the gray pants. Then we go to the black socks. It's beautifully done.
He should have gray shoes is what you're saying.
Yes, he has white instead. How dare he? The pitch is a bouncing ball foul. And it is one ball, two strikes on the right-handed Jared Dale. Might be some gray or silver there in those spikes for Osvaldo Barrios, but it is a great look. The zoomed-in Luggy the Logo face on the cap. And then gray and black pattern throughout. The pitch, fastball away, and it's 2-2. And Fort Wayne going with the alternate green tops tonight. White pants, green socks.
After wearing the home whites on Tuesday and the alternate reds yesterday.
Well, maybe you don't have two primary colors, you cheaters. A pinch, swing, and a foul tip. Was it held on to? Yes, it was. Strike three. Down goes Dale, and down goes Fort Wayne in the seventh. They get two on with walks. Barrios gets two more Ks. He's got four. Let's head to the eighth. Tied at four at Parkview Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way when we return.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Nick Twaits has been darn near untouchable since he came in out of the Fort Wayne bullpen back in the top of the sixth inning. Six up, six down against the Fort Wayne right-hander. He has struck out four. His first pitch of the top of the eighth misses outside, ball one. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, back with Adam Jacks at Parkview Field, and it's a 4-4 game. Drew Swift stands in, 1-0. Slider, a little low and away. Two balls, no strikes. It is Swift, Annalise, and Winkler. And if anybody reaches, Tyler Soderstrom. Top of the order. Righty to righty. Swift grounds it left side to his left third baseman, Dunn grabs. Throws off balance, but right on target to first. One down. That is an athletic play made by the Louisville Cardinal, Lucas Dunn, at third. Just a little flick of the wrist as he jumped into the air to get it over to Cole Cummings, right before Swift could speed up the line, touch first base. Now a rebound on Alex. Swing, shoots the first one, backhanded by Cummings at first, and he takes it to his bag. His body was contorted. He was falling down to his left as the ball was skipping to his right. and he somehow stabbed it as he went down. He took a seat, he stood up, and then he walked over to first base. And just like that, two real quick outs in the infield, converted by the Fort Wayne D. Now Jack Winkler, 4-4, top of the eighth, curveball called a strike. And that is eight up and eight down against the reliever Twaits. 4-4 is our score. An 0-1 pitch from Twaits. Strike called on the outside corner. Nothing and two on Winkler. Jack is 0-3. His line to left. He has struck out twice. Last batter to face Twaits for the first time. Time called. And Twaits says, give me a new baseball. I don't like this one. Nick Twaits, born in Sacramento, California. He is 23 years of age. A 15th rounder in 2018. 9-0-2. Curveball swatted up and foul over to the right side. And back into the seats. Though he was born in Sacramento, he was drafted out of high school in Ohio at a Fort Recovery High School in Yorkshire, Ohio. He deals. Fastball up. 1-2. Twaits working his way up through the San Diego Padres organization. Trying to go 9-9. Deals. Winkler chops toward short. In comes Ferguson. Grabs. Throws. He's out at first base. Three batters. Three ground outs in the top of the eighth inning. And we are bound for the bottom of the eighth in a 4-4 game from Fort Wayne.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The top Lugnuts pitching performance of the day, Osvaldo Berríos, who is now out, 4-4, bottom of the eighth. Angelo Infante in. On the first pitch, fastball called a strike in the inside corner to Matthew Acosta. Left-handed hitter, right-handed reliever, 8-9-1 in the Fort Wayne order, looking to break a 4-4 tie. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 0-1 from Infante. Misses outside. 1-1. Acosta's 0-3 with 3 strikeouts. And we'll see if Infante has the golden sombrero for him to wear. The set. A left leg kick in the pitch. Fouled straight back. Now the count moves to 1-2. Infante relieves Osvaldo Berríos. The native of Juncos, Puerto Rico, went 2 2/3 hitless, scoreless innings. He walked 2. He struck out 4. And he bridges the gap to the late innings, deadlocked. Infante's pitch, up and inside, and somehow Acosta got out of the way. He has not been hit by a pitch yet this year, and he's got pretty darn good reaction time. Otherwise, that would have been number 1. 2-2. Acosta out of USC. Here's the pitch. Off speed, just off the outside corner. And not by much. Try the backdoor slider. Anthony Villar having a good night. Waits on deck. This is a 3-2. Infante from Maracaibo, Venezuela. Deals. Check swing roller. Foul at home plate. And we stay right here. A level above the Lugnuts in the Oakland Athletics organization. Double-A Midland tied up 2-2 with Frisco. Jeff Criswell got the start today for the Rockhounds. Five innings so far, 69 pitches, two runs allowed, no walks, two strikeouts. He's continuing on. They're tied 2-2. 3-2 pitch, slider lifted foul, back and over our heads. Chase Kalibwig, a double, a walk, an RBI. His batting average is up to 322. He has been unbelievable. He is likely on his way to a promotion up to AAA soon. Payoff. Fouled back, straight off into the netting. Zahid Valenzuela, another good game, currently in process. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored.
How about that guy, man?
He's been great for AA Midland. It's scuffled with the Lugnuts, promoted due to COVID. 3-2, swing and a miss. Here's the golden sombrero, Matthew Acosta. And Fonte whips him to open up the eighth.
That's good stuff from Infante. It's been a tight one throughout this game. Early runs and nothing since, but Lugnuts pitching has to do their part. Osvaldo Barrios did it, and Angelo Infante just trying to continue things here in the eighth.
Now Infante to Anthony Villar. Starts him off with a called strike one. First pitch fastball. It is 4-4 Lugnuts and Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Four runs for the Tin Caps in the third inning, and nothing since then. The pitch. Strike two called to Villar at the letters. The Infante fastball. Here comes the Cartaya time. Nothing and two. Villar needs some time to think.
And two strikes quick, Jess. You got to take a moment. Get a water break and head back out there.
Yeah. Rubbed up some dirt between his hands. Does not wear batting gloves. Open stance from the left. At 0-2 from Infante. Coming in. Swats it foul off the left side. Got the off speed from Angelo. Infante in his 25th appearance out of the pen this year. It began great this season, but he's been roughed up since then. Now the ERA is up to 6.59. 27 and one-third innings coming in. 27 strikeouts and 17 walks. And now you can make it 28 strikeouts and 27 and two-thirds with a strikeout of Acosta to start things. Lee coming in, batting 291 against him. He deals the 0-2. Villar takes slider low and in. Ball one. The man on deck, the leadoff hitting Max Ferguson. When we go to the ninth, Tyler Soderstrom will be the first Lugnut, followed by McDonald and Wright. 4-4 right now. Infante's 1-2 pitch. Fastball rides away. Two balls, two strikes. Adam, let me tell you about what's going on down in the Arizona Complex League, if you don't mind.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know me. I wouldn't bring this up unless there was something pertinent. Leadoff hitter playing in center field. Well, slider around the outside corner. 3-2. Brian Buelbas for the Arizona Complex League Athletics. He has started his rehab stint back to Lansing.
Love to hear that.
3-2. Ground ball pulled foul up the right side. And knocked down by the first base coach, Ginaldo Poso. Brian Buelbas has been on the shelf for a while for the Lugnuts this year. The teenager, one of the top prospects in the system. Here's the pitch. Bouncer foul, right side. I say teenager. No, he's been on the shelf so long, he's turned 20. He was placed on the injured list back on May 29th. He was running out of ball in Beloit. So we've missed him throughout all of June. Now here we are in mid-July. Hopefully we see him before the year is out. The pitch outside for ball four. And Villar is on his second walk drawn. And there goes the potential tie-breaking run down to first base on a walk earned by Villar.
Man, Villar has been annoying tonight. guy's having some great at-bats.
Yes.
And a tough out, even in the time he did get out in the sixth, roped a ball right at Soderstrom at first base, looking for a double.
Top of the order in the shortstop, Max Ferguson. Villar at first, one out, 4-4. First pitch, off speed, down and away, ball one. Villar has not attempted a steal yet. He's the catcher. He does not run, let's say, as fast as this batter, Ferguson. And Fonte delivers. That's called a strike. Slider across the outside corner. You must throw Ferguson strikes. If you don't, he will take the walk. He has taken 70 walks this year. He is second in minor league baseball in walks. And Fonte delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. The only one with more walks than Max Ferguson in all of minor league baseball, Austin Gauthier, playing for Rancho Cucamonga. The pitch. That just misses in. Two balls, two strikes. Juan Soto leads everybody major league, minor league. 76 walks coming in. The Washington Nationals star. But there's Ferguson, who's not exactly a Juan Soto type of hitter. Two and two. Here's the pitch. That's low. He just has that great batting eye, which in that sense does connect him to Soto. And he bats from the left side like Juan Soto. Doesn't threaten you with the power. He just gets on, and oh, by the way, if he gets on, he has 53 steals this year. 3-2 pitch. Fouled off into the screen.
This is a guy you got to put it in the zone. Get that out. Make him put it in play or get a swing and a miss. But certainly don't want to let these two get on. Villar, Ferguson, and then bring up Robert Hassel.
And Fonte just in from the pen. Struck out Acosta. Walked Villar on the 3-2. And now the 3-2 for Ferguson. Does Villar run? He does not. Ferguson takes a ball outside. And Fonte tried to draw back the slider. Back-to-back walks given out. And two on with one out. For the last man that you want to see if you're facing this Fort Wayne offense, that is the league's leading hitter, Robert Hassel III.
Angelo Infante asking Nate Diedrich, where was that ball? And it was outside, just a touch, good location, but he just missed the corner.
Pitching coach Don Schulze out to the mound. And as he does so, they explode off the Lugnuts bullpen bench. And Brock Whittlesey is going to start to warm up. The bearded one. Four runs, five hits, no errors for the Nuts. Four runs, seven hits, and one error for Fort Wayne. Four in the third for the Caps. Two in the fourth, two in the fifth for the Lugnuts. Goose eggs otherwise.
Well, there's been a lot of big moments pitching-wise in this game for Lansing. The bases were loaded at one point. Runners were on first and second. In the last half inning, they got out of it. It has been Osvaldo Berríos that's been able to dance around some difficult spots. Now you're hoping that Angelo Infante can do the same thing after allowing a couple of walks here. But this is going to be the toughest spot with Robert Hassel III at the plate.
It was a 10-pitch walk drawn by Villar. A 7-pitch walk drawn by Ferguson. Villar at second, Ferguson at first, one out. And Infante, the righty, to the left-handed hitting Robert Hassel III, the pitch. That missed inside, ball one. Robert Hassel III on his way tomorrow to Los Angeles for the Futures game. And this feels like it would be poetic, wouldn't it? The pitch. He lines it down the left field line. That ball is foul. This could be his final at bat as a Fort Wayne Tin Cap. The thought is that the Padres would send him to LA for the Futures game and then promote him up to Double A. Can Infante get him? 20 years of age out of Franklin, Tennessee. The Little League superstar turned first rounder turned Padres' number one prospect. Takes off speed down and away. Two balls, one strike. And if you walk him, you load the bases for Lucas Dunn, the number three hitter. Infante sets, kicks, throws. Hit out to center field. Kevin Richards walks to his right, stepping back. He's got the catch. At second, Villar's not going to tag. Doesn't have enough foot speed. One hop, though, into shortstop Angeles, snatching it as he does. Hassel, the third, flies out. Two gone in the eighth inning.
That's massive. An understatement right there for Angelo Infante. Walk a couple of guys, get the best hitter in the league, arguably, coming to the plate, and get the fly out. Nice job by Richards. Time that up and get it in quickly to third, and now an out away again from getting out of another jam.
It's Lucas Dunn who stands in the way. 2-1, two out, tie game. He takes strike, called on the outside corner. Lucas Dunn is 0 for 2. He walked in the first, hit by pitch and scored in the third, struck out in the fifth, struck out in the seventh. And now in the eighth, 4-4, and Fonte steps off the rubber. An eighth rounder last year from Louisville, Dunn, a former member of the USA Collegiate National Team. Teammates on that team with Spencer Torkelson. The pitch, grounded foul left side, and he's down in the cat, nothing and two. Remember earlier in the game, Adam, we were talking about Craig Moreland listening in, letting us know that he was tuned in on a Friday morning from Germany.
Uh-huh.
Lucas Dunn, dual citizen of U.S. and Germany. Here's the pitch. He lashes it into left field. It's down for a base hit, hopping in front of Brito. Villar's around to score. The photo plate is late. He slides across. An RBI single by Lucas Dunn. 5-4 Fort Wayne in the eighth. Ferguson stays at second. Dunn on at first with a single. Marcos Brito waited back on that the entire way. Chose not to attack. Villar easily scoring ahead of the throw. And so now we know that the Tin Caps will take the lead to the ninth. The batter, Cole Cummings, batting left. Righty kicks and throws. Outside corner, strike call. First hit of the game for Dunn, his 21st RBI. What a game this has been. First run for the Caps since the third inning. And Bonte delivers. Lifted foul down the left side, strike two. I remember it was an 0-2 pitch to Lucas Dunn. And he hung a clothesline out into left field.
That's tough. You know, Infante's walked a couple of batters, so he's thinking, I want to go right after these two. He went right after Hassel, tried to go right after Dunn, and it came back to bite him there with that last pitch.
He throws. Off speed down. Ball one. Well, now the big danger is allowing Fort Wayne to add insurance. The lead right now 5-4. That's not comfortable. Not when Tyler Soderstrom is leading off the ninth inning. Jared McDonald, among others, coming up. 1-2. Ground ball up the first base side. Foul just to the right of the base. Soderstrom trying to cover that line, but that ball was sizzling. We stay 1-2. The left-handed hitting Cummings struck out in the first, and since then, RBI single in the third, single in the fifth, walk in the seventh. 2-for-3 officially. A singles to right center and a center. 5-4 Caps. The pitch. Fouled away down the left side and off out of the Toyota field boxes. There are metal tables up that side with concrete tiered seating. And everything here in this ballpark is painted green. Tin Caps, deep forest green. Ferguson at second, Dunn at first. The deal. Ground ball up the middle, past Infante. Shortstop Angeles has it. Steps on second in time, forcing out Dunn. Side retired. Shortstop unassisted. However, one hit, two walks, one run, two left. Lucas Dunn's RBI single gives Fort Wayne the lead. And off we go to the ninth inning from Parkview Field. 5-4 Caps.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
With a one-run lead, heading to the ninth inning, Fort Wayne calls upon southpaw Ramon Perez, whom the Lugnuts have history against, to protect a 5-4 Tin Caps edge. Soderstrom, McDonald, and Wright coming up. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jackson. Ramon Perez out of Baracoa, Cuba. 6'1", 225-pound southpaw. Adam, what do you have?
I've got Perez with an ERA just under 7 this year in his 14th appearance. He's only tossed 17 innings, 13 earned runs. He's given up one home run, 22 strikeouts, 9 walks. Opponents batting just over 300 against Perez, who's going to try and keep this a one-run game. Lansing, though, trying to steal one in the ninth like Fort Wayne did yesterday. Lansing has faced him 3 different times this year. And we'll see if they can do something here.
We likely saw the best appearance of the season from Nick Twaits. 3 perfect. Perez deals. Fastball up and in. Ball 1 to Tyler Soderstrom. An RBI single by Lucas Dunn, starting third baseman for Fort Wayne, breaking the 4-4 tie. Soderstrom is 0-3 with a fielder's choice and a run scored back in the fourth. Lefty to lefty. Again, up and inside. 2 balls, no strikes.
Well, I don't think they want to give Soderstrom anything close to hit. But then you allow the tying run to get on board.
Adam, I'm looking back to June 18th. Fort Wayne at Lansing. Remember that game? Perez throws up high, ball 3. Well, they're not pitching him anything close. In that game, it was Soderstrom with an RBI triple in the bottom of the ninth inning against Perez. That tied the game up at 5-5. And then Lawrence Butler singled him in to win it. They beat Perez then. 3-0. That's called a strike. Soderstrom taking the entire way. 3 balls and 1 strike now. In that game, Fort Wayne had scored 5 runs in the top of the ninth inning to wipe out a 4-0 Lugnuts lead. On the 3-1 from Perez, Soderstrom elevates it foul. Down the left side, out of play with Dunn looking out. Well, in this game, the Lugnuts already wiped out a Fort Wayne 4-0 lead. But Fort Wayne has just retaken that lead, 5-4. Tin Caps won the first 2 games of this series, 3 outs away from winning a 3rd straight. Here comes the payoff. Soderstrom chases a high fastball, and he's down on strikes. He expanded the zone. Perez fans him. 1 out in the ninth.
Yeah, he just got too eager right there. He left everything out of the zone. Didn't touch it that entire at bat, but a couple of strikes, gets in the act there of swinging, and that's that elevated fastball, so difficult to lay off of, and he just couldn't quite get to it.
Now Jared McDonald, first pitch, swing and a tapper foul at home. Strike 1. McDonald is 1-for-3. Struck out in the second, struck out in the sixth. Adam, what do you do in between?
He hit a 2-run homer.
Yeah. Was it a cheap home run?
No, I don't think so. He blasted that baby.
5-4 Caps, 1 out, nobody on in the ninth. Lefty to right-handed batter, McDonald. Swings and grounds it right back to Perez. Turns toward first, lobs it over, and Cummings receives out number 2. It's going to be up to Josh Juan Wright. This is with Wright's 13 game on base streak on the line.
Well, Wright gets on. Richards is due for a bomb. He's had 2 long shots tonight. Extend the game and you never know.
Right-handed batter waits. Southpaw kicks and throws. Breaking ball waved at and missed. Strike 1. That is a big hook.
That looked like a Charles Hall-sized hook.
The 23-year-old from Cuba to the 21-year-old from Panama. Wright lines it foul to the right side. Laid on the fastball. And now the Nuts are down to their very last strike.
Boy, he threw 3 balls that were badly missed to start this half inning. He's thrown 7 straight in the zone since.
He nods yes to a sign. His pitch, curveball swung at and missed. This ball game is over. Josh Juan Wright strikes out to conclude a perfect ninth inning. And as a matter of fact, the final 13 Lugnuts are set down in a row, 12 of them by the Tin Caps bullpen. Fort Wayne beats Lansing 5-4.
That's a tough one for Lansing. You get down 4-0, you come back, make it 4-4, and just couldn't do anything else offensively. And then Osvaldo Barrios does a tremendous job in middle relief, getting you to that eighth inning. A couple of base runners, Harms Infante there as he walks 2 guys, can't get around it. The base hit comes from Dunn, and unfortunately, the Lugnuts done with another 1-run loss to the Tin Caps.
The Lugnuts in this game stranded only 2 runners on. 4 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Lugnuts in the defeat. They went 2-for-4 with runners in scoring position. The Lugnuts fall to 7-11, 32-52 overall for the year. On the other side for Fort Wayne, 5 runs on 8 hits and 1 error, and the Tin Caps stranded 11. They were 3-for-15 with runners in scoring position. There's that great Lugnuts pitching, but the offense didn't provide enough. Lucas Dunn's RBI single wins it. Tin Caps improved to 8-10, 35-49 overall. 3 straight wins in this series. 3 more games to go in this series. And Adam, as we look ahead to tomorrow night, Jack Owen, the reigning Midwest League Pitcher of the Week, gets the ball tomorrow.
Yeah, you're hoping for a big performance from him again. It was the same thing tonight. You had to have a win. You don't get it. Hard-fought game. There was a lot of good tonight for the Nuts, but the scoreboard says otherwise, and that's a frustrated ball club that has played really well 2 nights in a row and has come up empty, as it's been that way all season against Fort Wayne. So hopefully the recipe tomorrow for turning things around is Jack Owen. He was tremendous last time out, obviously, and the Nuts are going to need that type of performance tomorrow to find a way to get their first win in this series.
Officially, time of the game, 2 hours and 47 minutes. Played in front of a crowd of 6,562, 3 games down. Adam, we'll see what kind of magic tomorrow night brings.
Hopefully something. Some late-inning magic. Nuts have they played pretty tough here in early and middle innings, but got to find a way to win that eighth, ninth inning and get a victory tomorrow, hopefully.
Right, till tomorrow. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you so much for keeping us company, for answering the trivia question, and for going nuts with us. Once again, your final score, the Tin Caps 5, the Lugnuts 4. Good night from the Summit City of Fort Wayne, Indiana. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.